You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
You didn't know how you could get out of that situation, so you were just trying to survive.
I literally got slapped in the face with somebody's dick at a party because they thought it was funny.
No.
It is kind of funny.
She was like, bitch, no, it ain't.
I mean, if I was getting slapped, I wouldn't think it was funny, but if I saw it, I would laugh.
She shot you a look like same team. Friendly fire.
I'm saying if I was the one, I would be like, what? I would have taken a bite out of that bitch, but if I would have seen it, I would have laughed.
All right. Well, welcome back to another episode of Hashtag No Offense. My name is Chris, joined as always by the lovely Duchess. And tonight is a special night. We have some special guests in the house. Mm-hmm. Uncle Randy and Brooke Fowler. Should I save the Married as Fuck podcast? Is that still a thing? Are y'all still a thing? Not to put you on the spot 2 seconds into the show, but I should have asked you how to fucking introduce you, because I know you're Uncle Randy, and that's a whole gravity of itself. But mm-hmm. I mean, collectively, you're Married as Fuck.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. The show, we definitely haven't been putting out as regular of episodes, that's for sure. It's been like a month between every time we do a show.
Like 3 months.
Or 3 months between one.
Right. Just counting.
However, we actually, once we started and we put a couple out, we liked the fact of being able to do them whenever. Like, because it kind of gets, you know, after a couple of years, man, the grind of...
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather do it when we feel like we really have something to say. And we enjoyed the last couple we've done.
So. Now we're at home pretty much all day together now. Because, like, I'm working from home now. Mm-hmm. And he's been working from home. So before it was like we wouldn't see each other all day. So there was more stuff to talk about. But, now, like, we're with each other all day. So if we want a show, we have to, like, save shit that...
Oh, who are you telling? I was just now, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. She wants to start lunch because I don't know if you guys have been listening or if you keep up with you know, like, our, you know, nonsense, mundane nonsense or whatever that we come out with. But she's been on me for a dog. That's been the thing, and I thought I'd been dodging the bullet because it's been about a month since she put me on the spot on the show, and we had to have this, you know, caught me completely in the crosshairs, and I thought I dodged it, and I've been navigating it and everything. And then today I got a picture of a dog, you know, at a local pound sent to my phone, and I ignored it. And I walked in. I walked in and she said, you didn't like that picture I sent you. I said, nah, I didn't. And then we had dinner and everything went on about her night and everything. And then right when I'm getting things set up, it's about 8:15, you know, she starts in again with the dog. And I'm like, you can save it for the fucking show, all right? We're not going to have this conversation right now.
Well, I asked him, I'm like, do I just need to go get one and bring it home? Because that's normally how I operate, but I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to include him.
This is why you have to go off and go just go
do
get
it. Ask for forgiveness rather than permission. There you go. But Two Rings asked me to dog sit his dog while they go to the beach for a few days. And they've got this old ass, like, lethargic cocker ass spaniel. And he just chills and wants belly rubs. Aww. And he is just the sweetest dog. And he's so low maintenance. And I'm like, isn't it nice to have a dog in the house? It's so nice. You know? I even had Logan out there with, like, dog poop bags. I'm like, this is how you do it. This is how you put the bag on your hand and stuff like that. I'm really trying. I miss having a dog. Ours passed away, well, like, 4 or 5 years ago now, and I just miss it.
Yeah, I can't not have a dog. I love dogs so much.
I'm on Team Chris. When my dogs die, I'm good. Shut up. The dog bag picking up the poo. Uncle Randy's never been able to do that. And here, let me finish. I know you do it, but it's so warm. How do you put your hand on it, even if it's in a bag? So foul.
We just, yeah, nobody cares. I mean, we changed so many shitty diapers as moms. I don't think that warm shit bothers us anymore.
Oh, yeah, because that's we've never changed the diaper in our life. As moms.
I would say not as many. And when you did, you gagged. Like somebody was shoving a big ass dick
down
your throat.
So long as the job gets finished, who cares how it gets done? Okay.
It's so funny because there'll be shit everywhere on the new clothes.
Ain't shit everywhere.
Yes, there is. You're like holding it up and wiping. I mean, he goes probably through like 10 wipes and
that's not true.
Two diapers.
That's erroneous.
And then there's still shit all over the kid's back. And you're like, what is it?
Sometimes it's on the wall. Like, I don't even know what's happening.
I'm going to be honest. There was definitely a number of times where, as a dad, I would wipe his ass and be like, that's good enough. And then Brooke would be like, did you even try? I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I tried. Sorry. I mean, she's looking under his sack and everything. I'm like, who cares if there's some under there? That's his fault.
He'll get a rash.
That's his fault. Well, I mean, it kind of is his fault, but I mean, you know. Yeah.
He'll get a rash.
And he was constantly with
he had a lot of diaper rash.
So I was like, that's why I was like uber.
Yeah, you have
I'm good on kids
there.
And dogs. I just want.
I'm good on kids. I want a fucking dog. No baby here.
When Jody told me that, when Jody heard her hitting me for a dog, he's like, "Dude, get her the dog because it's better than a kid." And I'm like,
"True.
Look, dude, I asked. I wanted to have a third kid. She said no.
Nope.
I'm team kid. Give me a fucking kid." She's like, "No, I want a dog."
Yeah, because he ain't sucking on your tits at 2 a.m. That's why you want a kid.
They've done that.
Not for nutrients.
Not for nutrients. They have done that.
I'm done with babies. Oh, God. I like my sleep.
I'm too old.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm too old, too, but I want to try for a little girl.
No,
that would be reason I would do one. But I would, of course, get another boy. That's my argument.
That's just how it goes.
There's no way. I won't have another girl. Yeah, I won't have a girl, I mean. I've got my brother has a girl and my sister has two girls, so I'm fine with that. I'll buy them little dresses if I feel the need. But I'm good with plaid and board shorts.
Boys are so much easier to shop for. Like we took Gunner yesterday to get some because he's his first day of first grade is on Monday.
Yay. Oh, they didn't push you guys back?
No.
Oh, they pushed us back to the 24th of August.
Yeah, they gave the option of you can sign up to do digital for the first 9 weeks or you can come in person. In our county, it was like 24%, I think, opted in to do digital.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, we both work, so he's going to school, but we took him shopping for clothes and it was so easy. It was like, we got a bunch of t-shirts. We got him one pair of shorts. Cause I was like, we just got him like a bunch of new shorts recently and then got him some new sneakers. And I was like, okay, we're done. And then another friend of ours was talking about taking her two little girls shopping and it was like way more drama. I was like,
you got to get shoes for each outfit.
You got to get so many outfits that all match and with shoes. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
Nope. You get a pair of Nikes and some shorts and some t-shirts, like you said, and you're done.
Yeah.
Super easy.
Now, here's one thing I would like to ask you both, because I had to go. I went to two of our county districts, Cherokee County here in Georgia, and I went to two of the district meetings where they were talking about masks, no masks, mandatory, not mandatory.
Sure.
Whether they're opening or not. And the second meeting I went to, it was like 300 protesting teachers to mandate masks, like old teachers and current. And I was the only person there with no mask. You want to talk about people looking at you like they want to murder you? I've been in a lot of situations where I'm like, you know, we don't feel good about each other. You know, another guy, maybe there's weird animosity. That was strange. 300 teachers that think you're going to kill them if you don't put a mask on your kid.
Well, and here's the thing obviously then you guys aren't, you know, mandated to where you got to wear it in public.
Florida's the worst.
Like we have to, if we're in a business, like, I mean, obviously you don't have to just walking around in the world, but I mean, they do, you know, I mean, as soon as I walk out of a store, cause you know, I'm in my line of work, I'm in and out of places all day. As soon as I hit the door, pulling it down.
That's what I do when I have to go somewhere.
And I get looked at for that.
Around here. Yeah, a lot of stores around here, most of them actually have required masks, which is, and 99% of the people comply. And when I go in with Gunner, you know, like I got him like a Pikachu mask and we put a mask, but he doesn't keep that shit on. He puts it on and then he takes it off like 1 second later and he's like flinging it around. I'm like, this is what's going to happen.
Now Fosse's saying we got to wear fucking eye shields. So, and masks don't help. Yeah. So,
I love it.
Who'd you say?
Fosse, whatever his name is.
Fosse? I thought you said
Fosse from the Good Times or whatever.
You can see
how do you say his name?
Fauci.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
Fauci's a Muppet.
Fauci or whatever.
Yeah, but here's the crazy thing. Like, we went yesterday and got, like she was saying, got some clothes for Gunner at the store. We went to Kohl's, and they have mandatory masks, and they have a big security guard out front that is, like, looking at people, making sure enough people are in. Uncle Randy walked straight in, no mask. Haven't worn one yet. And if they told me, like, if they stopped me and said, sir, you have to wear a mask in our place of business, I would be like, okay, cool. And I would decide then, like, do I want their product bad enough to do it?
Sure.
Or I would leave. Like, I'm totally cool with businesses making that call. That's fine. That's up to them.
Who the fuck's going to approach you and tell you to do anything, Randy?
Nobody.
Right.
So that's the thing.
So you know that, too, and you're playing that card. I see you walking through with your chest puffed out, and you're like, say something. I dare you. Say something. They seen you on Good Morning Atlanta and shit talking about your beard jujitsus. They know what time it is.
Yeah, but it's just funny. But the people that look at you the most with the disdain are, you know, and I hate to use the, you know, this was overused, the Karen term, but at the last board meeting when they announced that masks are not going to be mandatory, that they voted it, you know, they're optional.
Sure.
This lady stood up, and Brooke was listening to it, where she said, like, when one of us dies, the blood is on your hands to the superintendent, and meant every word of it.
Not overdramatic at all.
Seeing what I would have just said was, well, lucky enough for you, you got a 99% chance to be fine.
I know.
So, like, and they reopened our gyms down here, and I've only been a handful of times since they reopened, just because, you know, like the hoops you got to jump through to go to go to the gym, it's not worth it. So I actually went and I canceled my membership last week, and I'm walking out, and I wear the pull up mask, you know, so it's around my neck all the time, and I was walking through the parking lot with it around my neck, and somebody was walking past me, and they said to me in passing, would work a lot better if it was around your face.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't think outside. It would. Yeah, outside in the parking lot. I'm on the left. They're on the right. What is that? Over a car width, you know, like two car widths, you know, in the parking row. And I was like, no, I wouldn't. And just kept on fucking walking.
I'd be like, your mouth would work a lot better if it was closed.
Yeah. There you go.
Outside. I mean, those people probably sit in their house and wear a mask.
And drive in their car with one. Because the outside air comes into the fucking car.
Oh, my God. When I see somebody driving their car with a mask on and gloves, I can't. I cannot.
Florida's just such a place where the numbers are just so massive that that's why they have to crack down on it so hard. And
sure.
Do y'all
living there, do y'all buy it? Like, do you think it's legit, all the Florida numbers?
Well, here's the thing, though, too. Numbers is numbers. I mean, that doesn't tell the story. I mean, the cases are whatever, you know. And I mean, again, that's just my opinion. And I mean, I know we're kind of on the same page there. So, I mean, you know, I just don't want to be, you know, speaking for everybody here. I mean, I don't even know if that's really how you feel. But
no, I feel like numbers are inflated because you don't even know when the tests were taken. They're just saying, oh, there's these new cases. Well, how many months ago did you take this test? And when did it come back positive, you know, or positive at all? And then,
or do cases mean positive tests? That's what I don't believe. Is there like, oh, somebody came in and showed the symptoms that might line up, you know, because it's 85,000 symptoms.
That's a probable case that they count as a new case.
And they're like, oh, we didn't have any tests, but we're going to say it was positive.
100%. Like,
that's how they're inflated for sure.
Yeah, I'm so tired of Corona. Like, I beat it to the whole, I can barely talk about it anymore. I'm more about the part, all I care about is how shitty we've learned that we've known it, but our public officials are, that they're just the worst everywhere. It kills me.
Well, sure. And I mean, like, we've steered away from it too. I mean, you know me, dude. Like, I don't want to talk about it. When y'all pulled me onto Jody's show, I was like, man, this is the fucking last thing I want to do. Come on, dude. I don't want to talk about no goddamn coronavirus and shit. But I knew you were coming on. I knew this was going to be a corona mask heavy episode. So, I mean, if you don't like that type of conversation, you might just want to skip this fucking episode. But I mean, I think that we're going to, you know, that, and it's maybe don't skip this episode if you don't want to hear that. Maybe listen to it and maybe come away with a different point of view, because that's the thing with this whole thing too, is it's become, I mean, things are so divisive as it is, and this is just further in that, and, you know, sub compartmentalizing it down the line, you know, where it's like, god damn, dude, I don't even know people anymore.
That's been the hardest part to me. Like, I was gonna ask you, like, everybody in podcasting, you know, that there's people have their politics all over the place, and who really cares, right? Like, my friends are my friends no matter what they believe politically or whatever. But then this hit, and I, like, there was a sect of them where I was like, damn, I didn't know y'all were such bitches. And I hate that, but it really did. Like, there's a few that I was like, fuck, man, they're a bitch. And I don't want to feel that way, but it, I did on a few people. It kills me.
Well, you've leaned into it too. I mean, like the corona and the lockdown. I mean, I think that's coronavirus has been like spinach to Popeye for you. I mean, like, you crunched that fucking can and you were like, let's go, man. And Uncle Randy has become somewhat of a polarizing character online. I mean, because you're multiple times a day, every day, you're sharing articles and you're giving people what they don't want to see, because people go online to read about the fear shit. They want to see what's the, you know, they're watching this shit like an ESPN ticker. What are the cases up to? What are the deaths up to? What's this? Oh my God, there's new cases in Florida. Oh, the sky is falling. Like, that's what they're there for. So then when you're there and you're given a different point of view, they get pissed at you.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it, dude. I won't necessarily engage, because one, I'm not a smart man. Two, I'm not keeping up with this shit, so I know better to keep my mouth shut. But I watch your comment sections because they're fireworks. And I've seen you going off in them comment sections, and I've even heard that maybe you got reported on Facebook.
Oh yeah, yeah. I couldn't believe that. It was an honor, actually. You know, the first time, and you know, I had a couple of posts actually taken down by Facebook, which I don't even know how that works. But that's fine. I mean, I actually told Brooke, I was like, that's kind of cool. It gives Uncle Randy a little street cred, actually, that they're. That somebody gives enough shits. I mean, I hate that, you know, whoever reported me, we still don't know who it is. I thought I knew, and that wasn't it. So who knows? But, you know, I mean, for me, I looked at it, what really got me to lean into it, and I started doing the Uncle Randy for governor thing, was the minute that our governor, Brian Kemp, decided to, you know, lock us in our homes, basically incarcerating everybody into their homes.
Hey, I couldn't stand it. We had a good time during...
We did, but I still think it's wrong to tell me that I have to do something. Y'all know me well enough. I'm not the best person to tell that what they have to do.
Right.
Like, that's, it really is not good. And so I started the Uncle Randy for governor, and I started looking into it. And, you know, it's pretty easy to run for governor. And the first thing I thought of was Joe Exotic, of course. I was like, he ran for governor of Oklahoma. And actually got like 17% of the vote. So I was like, shit, I can do this shit.
Captured the hearts and minds. I mean, and you're on that road. You are Georgia's Joe Exotic.
Yeah, I'm better looking, I hope, you know, than Joe Exotic. He's a strange animal. And I think I know a little bit more about politics. You know, I've actually been involved in some local city politics. I went and I've worked on, you know, a precinct for voting and all this. You see all the corruption in it. And that's what made me leave, was even in local politics, it's so dirty. Ugh. And nobody believes what they say they believe. That's always open for debate. And hell, I mean, anybody that looks at my record would know that I'm a libertarian. I'm liberal and conservative, see, all over the place.
I kind of identify the same way. And like, I have a lot of people that go completely one way or the other in my life too. And having conversations with those people is tough when you walk kind of the middle, you know? I mean, because I lean right on a lot of things. I lean left on a lot of things. And before probably before this year, I didn't even have a political opinion. Like, I'm a child in an adult's body, dude. Like, this is so far out of my element. I'm learning new shit every day, dude. Like, terms to just, you know, to even care. I mean, that's part of being getting older anyway, but this has forced me to pay attention to things. And, you know, getting back to you with the running for governor, I'm glad you brought it up, because I wanted to get you on here because I didn't even know if it was like a for real thing or if it was just part of the persona. Like, I have my bullshit detector for that's, you know, broken anyway. Like, I never, when shit happens online, I don't know what's real and what's not. So, I mean, I got you in front of me now. You got the platform. I want you to tell me about it, man. Is this a real thing?
Yeah, it's a real thing. I'm actually doing it. It's no bullshit. You know, everything that I put online is really how I feel. You know, once I took, y'all probably noticed, you know, our Facebook used to be Brooke and Randall. Mm-hmm. And now it's Uncle Randy. There's a reason for that. Because I know that my opinions are so strong. And trust me, my wife doesn't share the same political opinions on a lot of things. Something she does, but she doesn't give a shit enough to hurt anybody's feelings. She would never do that.
Right.
And she hates politics. So add that all together. I was like, I don't want her to be, you know, people are going after where people work and shit. Like they'll try to.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, I figured that's what it was too. When I noticed that, I was like, oh, Burke's had enough.
Most people that know me at all know that I just don't like politics at all. And that's pretty much what our Facebook page has become. So everybody's like, oh, you told Randall to take you off that shit. I was like, actually, he did it on his own, like, because he didn't want somebody, like, coming after my career.
Yeah, and I'd hate that. But I can't kill somebody when I'm running for governor. I can't do that.
I was totally fine with it anyways. I was like, it's whatever. I don't post anything on Facebook barely anyways. My Instagram is still linked to the Facebook. So, like, when you see random, like, non-political things thrown in there, it's
with
usually
emojis.
That's you.
With emojis.
Anything, if it has one emoji, it's me for sure. But, like, yeah, if there's one that's like, that doesn't really seem like, yeah, that's still me, like, linked to my Instagram, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I just have to, in order to do it, right, like, to really run, you know, I looked up everything, all the requirements, you know, it's pretty basic. You just have to file the paperwork. I can't do it till January to file my intent to run. And, you know, I've got to pick if I'm going to run, you know, as a Republican or a Democrat, and I'm not going to do, I'm going to run as an independent. Mm-hmm. That's, I've already decided.
Is there not
that.
A libertarian option?
No, I mean, there's libertarians that get elected, but they're usually independents that label themselves.
Didn't Howard Stern run as libertarian? Like, he ran for something, governor.
I don't know if Howard Stern ran for
He did something.
Oh, I don't know. He probably would be a libertarian. Here's what a libertarian usually is. You want drugs to be legal, but you hate taxes. You love freedom. But you think that everybody should be able to be married. You're fine with gays, lesbians, transgenders. But you still think everybody should have personal freedom. That's really what a libertarian is.
That's myself, you know, because like I lean right on a lot of things financially, you know, like
fiscally.
Yeah. Taxes, mm-hmm. things like that, yeah. like you said. And I lean left on a lot of social issues, you know, like you said, exactly. Everyone should be able to do what the fuck they want, marry whoever the fuck they want. Weed should be legal. I mean, all that. Like you said, that personal freedom shit is typically, you know, aligns with left and the money aligns with right. I want the mm-hmm. best of both worlds. I mean, and I think most people do. And that's what bugs me so much about people that are like, we gotta vote the line, you know, we gotta at all costs, no Trump. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, why don't you do what's best for the country versus what's best for your team? Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's why politics is all fucking bullshit, because what it boils down to is just like, everybody that gets to that level, they really don't give a shit about everybody's, like, what everybody cares about, like, their taxes and shit like that. They are just care about winning.
Mm-hmm. Or getting reelected.
And getting reelected and getting their team.
Yeah, which is why Uncle Randy has announced, and I've already put it out to all the possible voters, that I will only be a one-term governor. I will not run for reelection. I don't want to be a politician. I want to go in 4 years, swing for the fucking fences, get weed legalized here in Georgia. I'm not a fan of weed personally. I may eventually, but I think everybody should be able to fucking partake all they want. And
I
want to be able to tax
it. I'll start smoking weed again.
I want to tax it. That's fine with me, but I want to get weed legalized. It's going to take somebody that's not trying to get reelected in 4 more years to get some shit like that done. Mm-hmm.
Sure. And I mean, that's kind of the person that needs to be in any type of position like that anyway, is someone that doesn't want to do it, you know, because they're going to look at it, like you said, objectively and not what's best for the donkey or the elephant.
Yeah, because I don't know shit about fuck, to steal from Ruth of Ozark. But I mean, I know I'll have access to put the people that do. I just know what I think normal, everyday people would want. Because those people don't exist really anymore either. But I wanted to ask Dutchie, what do you think of your governor?
I don't even know who. DeSantos, oh, is that DeSantos? Right? I think that he's like any other politician, that he just says what they want him to say, and that he doesn't really have any beliefs of his own.
So their governor and their Miami mayor, it's very similar to the Kemp and Keisha.
It's the exact same.
Like, relationship.
You got the very liberal,
yes,
mayor down there in Miami, and then you got the conservative governor.
Because CNN constantly just has the mayor of Miami on to talk shit about his governor, and then they constantly have Keisha Lance Bottoms on to talk shit about our governor. Kemp. And
wow.
It's hysterical. Like,
and see, that's what I don't look forward to for Brooke, is that I know I'm going to piss a lot of people off. In real life, really going for this, even just getting on the ballot. And my hope is to do well enough to actually get to, like, debate like Governor Kemp, who will be running for re-election, and whoever else runs as a Democrat, and be able to look them in the face and be like, you know what, go fuck yourself. Like, really, you know, straight up, mm-hmm. look them in the face with some everyday lingo instead of these words that nobody knows what they mean, but they just toe the line because right. that's their
That's what they have to do. That's why I don't really pay attention or follow it, because I feel like I'm just going to have to do what they tell me to do anyway. So once they finally figure it the fuck out, then I'll just do that. But, like, I don't follow the trail. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. they're going to make a rule. We have to do it. So I'm just waiting to see what that rule is going to be.
Well, and you know, I mean, when Fauci threw out that first pitch, Chris, I mean, how did you feel on the inside? That's the worst thing I've ever seen. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, well, it was happening as we were, Riley and I were doing an episode of Inner Circle Sports, so we pulled it up and we watched it live, and then we watched, like, every bad pitch thrown out live, and, I mean, he's right at the top. It's, like, him and 50, and then, like, everybody else. Like, he's at the top.
I forgot how bad 50 was. 50 was dog shit. Yeah.
But, like, he's worse, though.
But, like, 50, I know, at least, like, has thrown a ball before. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him.
What was funny was Michael Jordan, when he used to play baseball, and his throw was shit.
Oh, that's what I said to Riley. I was like, he tried to fucking be a pro baseball player. He couldn't throw the goddamn pitch.
Yeah, he was not a good baseball player, though. He wasn't really.
Yeah, he's such the GOAT, though, that, you know.
It doesn't matter. He's fucking Michael Jordan. But, I mean, like.
I thought it was a nice middle finger to America, too, though, that Fauci wore the number 19.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. See, look at you. Eyes open, man. Like, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't even realize that either.
I don't know what that means.
COVID-19.
COVID-19.
Like, he's like a fucking cheerleader for it. Like, yay, COVID-19.
Well, and that's a good way to put it, too, because I think a lot of people have, like, become team virus. You know, they're cheering for the virus to win. Oh, you know, lock us down again. We want it. We need this. You know, like, I don't get it. You know, and one thing that I've noticed, too, is a lot of people that are, you know, team, you know, wear the mask and lock us down are the ones that have been in the house since this shit started.
Right.
So I think that they've lost what it's like to go outside. And if you actually did go outside, you would realize that there's not bodies stacked in the streets, and there's not, you know, viruses in the air that you can see floating around. It's not like goddamn Bird Box, dude. There's not swirl of fucking shit coming at your face. Yeah. You know, you can go outside. It's okay. I promise
you. Not the apocalypse.
Yeah, let me tell you. We went down to Florida for our vacation, very first of July, end of June. And I did everything except for lick the fucking toilets. And we were all fine.
We never saw anybody.
Nobody got sick.
But I think we saw one person wearing a mask one time, like in one of the, like, Alvin's Island stores or whatever.
Yeah,
but nobody gave any fucks.
Was Destin.
We were on the panhandle. Like,
yeah, it's wild up there. I mean, that's people say Florida's like another country, but, like, that's a subset of that other country. That's wild up there.
Oh, we had planned to go to St. Augustine again this year, but I canceled it just because I didn't want to have to not enjoy myself while wearing a mask. And then having to worry about places being closed or not being able to go to, like, places to eat and stuff like that. Because I'm like, it's not any fun.
We have Disney passes, too. We're pass holders.
We're still paying for them, even though we can't use them.
Well, and they just reopened, and we had a weekend plan for that, too. And I told her, I was like, just cancel it. Because I don't want to have to take them kids to walk around there and try to have a good time with all fucking face strapped up and shit like Hannibal Lecter. However, they're not going to enjoy it.
The only thing that really tempts me about that is that the line.
That's what, like, I was going for.
Yeah, I mean, there's, like, going to be nobody there. They're only there. Allowing... No fucking lines, because they're only allowing, like, I don't know, 30% capacity.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to go, because I'm like, we wouldn't renew. It'd be our last time to go before, you know, they expired. I just really wanted to stay at a nice hotel because everything's discounted now.
It'd be a nightmare, though, trying to keep masks on your kids. I can't keep a mask 100%. On my kid in Walmart for 20 minutes, much same less thing walking with, around. Yeah.
Consider the heat, too. I mean, like, right. I mean, being out there with that all on your face, like, I don't want to do it.
It would be in October, but still, it's still hot.
We went in February, and it was almost 90 degrees.
I'm telling you, I mean, despite the fact that I don't wear one just because I think it's ridiculous, I would have an anxiety attack in one of those. I'm not a person that's, like, gets in people's personal space, so this social distance is fine with me, because I'm not one that, like...
Me too.
I'm going to stay 6 feet no matter what, unless there's, like, a real problem. I don't I don't get up on anybody, but a mask over my nose, which is already terrible and filled with scar tissue and been rebuilt.
You've had surgery on your
I know.
Nose.
It's still garbage. So you cover that motherfucker up.
See,
no good.
It's funny you say that too, because like I've never not been working throughout this. I've been, you know, business as usual from Jump Street to today. Like it's been same as it ever was. And it's only been about 3-4 weeks since they've mandated us to start wearing masks. I've felt worse in the last month than I have the entire fucking time.
Because you're breathing all that carbon dioxide. You're not supposed to breathe that shit in.
No, well, not even like for an extended period of time. Like just while I'm in the stores, just those little bits of parts of my day, I feel bad when I get home now, you know? And I'm like,
Because you're not getting
enough
oxygen.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't taken...
Right, you haven't struggled to breathe. When
you get headaches and shit. You're not supposed to be breathing in all that carbon dioxide. That's why it's not good for you.
I mean, I haven't been super precautionary either. Like, I'm just regular. Like, I'm not overly washing my hands. I'm not, you know, sanitizing everything. I'm not with the hand gel and everything.
I haven't sanitized our groceries one time.
I'm not doing any of it. And look at me, dude. I'm target zone. I'm pushing 40. I'm overweight. I'm, you know, like, I'm not in the best of health, you know.
You're a fatty.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I should have had it 6 fucking times by now, and I haven't. I'm in 18 goddamn gas stations every day.
Different dude. Ones,
yeah. Yeah, you're in the depths of man. Corona hell.
Exactly. You know, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, but I don't know, the team virus people would just say, you know, well, it's just a matter of time and you're asymptomatic. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I've got the invisible thing. You know, so it's real easy to prove a fucking point when you could just say, oh, well, it's invisible. You know?
Yeah. Well, see, this is what gets me. Like, I'm always been pretty open about this. I don't know. I feel like you've got a little bit of it. I don't know if you've talked about it before, Chris, but you know, I've got like anxiety issues. Like Uncle Randy's a guy that can get overly anxious. And so covering my mouth and nose is just a disaster for me on my own. And I know that's a, you know, people think, oh, you know, Uncle Randy's got some kind of mental health issues, but yeah, I do. I mean, I've got anxiety. It's a real thing. And I can't fuck with that. You know, fuck no.
I get it a little bit, but I've said how I've embraced it. I go over the top with it now. Cause I got that like neck sleeve thing and I pull that bitch all the way up under my eyes, all the way up the back of my head. I look like a fucking hillbilly ninja walking around, dude. Like, oh, you want me covered? I'm going to be covered. God damn it. People eyeball me for that. Cause they're like, what are you doing? You're up to no good.
Oh, I touch my face now more than ever because my glasses are constantly fogging up if I do leave the house. So I have to constantly fix my mask and shove it under my glasses. And it's like, you're not supposed to touch your face. Well, I touch it more now than I ever did.
Right. Yeah. With glasses, it's a fucking nightmare. Mm-hmm. Like, it's...
Yeah. I mean, when I went to the district meeting and I was slated to speak, and you got to put down what you're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And the superintendent covered what I was going to ask, so I didn't ask the question. But I'd been sitting there counting how many times he touched his mask when he talked. Yep. I counted it. And he had a 20-minute little spill. He touched his mask and his face 22 times.
Jesus.
So once a minute. 22,
and he's a 60-year-old man. So imagine what my 6-year-old is going
to
do.
Well, he's in the hot zone too. And he's doing everything you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, so it's fucking crazy.
What actually was the thing that was the turning point for you? Like to make you, with the governor thing, like what was the straw that broke the camel's back to where you're like, all right, enough's enough. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is because I see that there's shit going on and I'm talking about it, but obviously that's not enough. I need to get up and do something about it.
Yeah, it was when Governor Kemp, who's a conservative, he's a Republican here. I actually had high hopes for him as a governor in Georgia till he fucked us. And he, when this corona thing happened, he was like, you know what? I don't care. I'm a Republican. I'm never going to infringe on anybody's rights. I'm not going to lock you down. It's never going to happen. Then the pressure got a little too hot and he caved and locked us down.
Because he gets paid and he did, by the government.
Yeah, and he didn't want to, though. And I could tell in his face when he said it. And right then and there, I was like, he's a fucking bitch.
But then he was one of the first to reopen.
And I gave him credit. I said, that's fine, but you done fucked us. Now you done made Uncle Randy say he's going to run for office. And I'm going to do it, and I'm coming for your job.
But that's the best thing to me is that, like, when was that? When did we start, like, reopening too early?
Oh, like May? Like, yeah. Like,
yeah. So the best part was that, like, it was get your pitchforks and your fucking torches. Like, we're taking Georgia. Everybody in Georgia is going to die because their governor is starting to reopen the state way too early.
Right.
And
What if he would have just been like, when they told him that he had to do all that shit and lock y'all down? What if he would just been like, I fucking quit?
Oh, yeah. Well, I would have rather him had a nutsack and said, I'm still not going to lock you down. If anything, recall me if you don't want me to be your governor or vote me out next term. But if I'm going to be governor and I'm going to go by the ideals that I promised you as my citizens, this is it. But when he changed like that, in my opinion, and this is where I start sounding like a fucking idiot to some people, right then in my eyes, he became a tyrant. You know, and that word gets used a lot, but I was pulling it right then. Starting to be tyrannical, goddamn. You're not being a governor anymore. Now you're trying to be a ruler.
Right.
You know, if you want to govern the people, that's fine. But when you want to rule us, I can't fuck with you. I got to come and get your job, son.
No, it sucks when you feel like somebody's going to do something and then that person realizes that they don't have all the power they thought they did and they have to just do what they're told. So that's why, like you were saying, politics is just one big joke, because no matter who you are, you got to answer to somebody. They all say that the people put the people in the office, like we're for the people, but we don't mean shit. We're just like a sidebar to say, hey, we're doing things fairly, but really it doesn't matter who's in office because they shit all rolls downhill.
Well, I mean, and look at this, dude. This pattern on my shirt, these are lizards, all right? I'm seeing through the fucking bullshit here, okay? It don't matter who we click the fucking box for. That shit's predetermined. This is just Wutzke talking. This is not fucking Uncle Randy. This is not Brooke. This is not Dutch.
I would say on a big level, not on like local level, like governor level.
Shit rolls downhill, sweetheart. I think
I just fucking said that, but I feel like maybe the numbers are different for like the president of the United States versus like the governor of a city.
But are they breeding baby lizards in the states so that they can grow up to be big dick lizards?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. And if I had tiger growl handy, I would have rowled you, Brooke.
Well, let me tell you how you're right. You're absolutely right. And here's how you can prove it. All right. Governor Kemp is a Trump kind of protege, good buddy. They're good friends. Trump sees the potential in Kemp, right? So he's got aspirations beyond being a governor, which most politicians do. I don't fault him for that. That's just the way they fucking do it. And so when Kemp opened a little early to most people, and the Corona Task Force folks were beating the shit out of him, that he opened too early, Burks and all them shits, literally forced Trump to go on TV and say he was upset with Kemp. But Trump loves Kemp. So, you know, he picked up the phone, called him and said, hey, Brian, I'm going to have to shit on you for a minute here. You'll see it on TV. You know, I don't mean that shit. Good job. Way to open early. I'll holler at you, but I'm going to shit on you. You know, and then Trump kind of shit on him. And then they're best friends when he comes to Georgia. It's nasty. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I just.
They do what they got to do.
What, and how much do you think of, like, because to me, a lot of this has been reactionary and it's been public pressure. It's not been about what's best or what needs to be done. It's about what people feel that they need. So, there has to be something to be done with that. So, the public has banded together and the voice of the people pretty much is lock us down because everyone's team virus. So, I mean, like, at that point, even if you're not, if you do nothing, then there's going to be civil unrest as far as that goes. So, it's like, how much of this do you think is just, you know, they have to do it because that's what the public wants?
Well, I mean, that's where you got to take into account, like, who really wants that smoke, right? Like, you piss off a bunch of hippies, what are they going to do? They're going to go and smoke some doobies out in front of the Capitol and sit there and block some cars and shit. You know, but you piss off a bunch of fucking patriots and they get pissed off enough, that's when you really have like a fucking civil war for real, not just a few riots that they can. Because you saw, you know, they tried that shit with Chaz up there in fucking wherever, that in Washington or whatever. They wanted their little sovereign city and they blocked out the police. Policing them, hey, let them have it for a minute. The second they wanted it over, they had them cleared in 10 minutes. Because they don't want that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm worried now that people don't even know what's best for them anymore.
Right. And that's kind of what I was getting at. Unrest. Yeah. And that's kind of what I was getting at, is that they are so glued to social media, so glued to the news, and what the news is perpetuating is this fear, you know, like doom and gloom, everything, the sky is falling. So everybody thinks that the sky is falling and we need to do exactly what they say. You know, that it's almost like Stockholm syndrome. They're like, no, we need this. We need this. This is the only way we're going to win.
It's exactly right. But what do you do? Like, I feel bad for, like, they can't see the forest for the trees. And I know where I'm a conspiracy theorist sounding, but you want all this shit for the country and your freedom to be able to, you know, do whatever you want and say whatever you want because everybody can now voice their opinion. You know, it's almost too much where everybody can say whatever the fuck they want.
Sure.
And people are stupid. So they do that. But you don't realize if they keep going down the road we're going, you're not going to be able to do that shit anymore. If they can, you know, every little strip and everybody's like, it's just a mask. And I get that. But it's not just a mask. There's pieces of that. You give the government 1 inch, man, they're going to take a mile and you're never going to get that inch back until people die for it.
That's true.
And it sucks.
That's true. Brooke, I got a question for you. Do you think that your husband, I'm not going to refer to him as Uncle Randy because I know that, you know, like that's the thing that drives you nuts. But do you think that he could win? Do you think that he's got a chance here to do some good or that he even has a shot to get to the dance?
I mean, look.
I could tell you've thought about this. I could tell you've laid awake at night staring at the ceiling, just thinking about what life is going to be like in the Capitol. You're going to be the first lady of Georgia. I know that this has crossed your mind.
Well, I already told Randall I don't want to live in the governor's mansion because it's down in Atlanta.
No, hell no, that'll be our vacation home.
And I don't want us to deal with that traffic.
That ain't no joke. I've been through Atlanta traffic many times.
It's right in the middle of like it's right in Buckhead, like in the fucking heart of
off, this. Right?
it's a mess. So I'm not ever talking shit about my husband. I don't think necessarily that he's going to win and be governor. What I think could happen is that he could actually get recognized as a candidate, you know, like actually make it to some kind of ranking.
Make some
discussion.
Waves.
The discussion.
Yes. Yeah. So he could be heard because I think there's a lot of people that agree with Uncle Randy, but they just don't want to say it. If he comes out and says that, he's like, you know what? I fucking agree with him. And maybe more people will start speaking up.
Uncle Randy makes it to a debate, it's going to turn into a fucking promo, goddamn. He's going to turn that shit. Throw the first goddamn out in the middle of fucking Georgia, dude. Everybody watching that's going to go, that's our new hero.
I can't wait for it. I mean, I'm looking at like all the fodder now, how people go back through everybody's social media. Dear God, if I ever do become a legitimate candidate and they like, you know, somebody's like, oh, who's this Uncle Randy mysterious candidate? Holy shit, look at what he said.
The Speedo pictures.
Yeah, the gold chains.
You know what
all
you
that.
Do? You just make a website and you say, here's my website, here's all the shit I've done, and here's all the stupid shit I've said. Here's me.
You're exactly right. You M&M those motherfuckers.
That's right.
You straight up tell them in advance, and that's what I would do. I'd pull another Joe Exotic. Remember his promo where he was like,
I'm broke as shit.
I have tried drugs. I've had kinky sex.
And I think that's
going to do the same fucking thing.
That endeared him to everybody. I mean, like for a hot second, for the 15 minutes at the beginning of lockdown, like he was America's darling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no shit, dude. But I wanted to touch on this now that we're talking about the social media thing, and this has absolutely nothing to do with anything. But I wanted to bring up the Brian Callen situation.
Oh, yeah, that's late-breaking news.
It's hurting me, and I get, you know, these guys, I hate to say it makes me sound like a turd, but like Rogan and these guys, even though they're not my friends, I feel like they're my friends. You know, I've been listening to these guys for years.
It's been about 10 years since I've been like down with Death Squad, you know, since I found out who Brian Callen was even and all those guys. So, I mean, on the one hand, it doesn't surprise me, but on the other hand, you know, I mean, you don't want to hear that, you know. I mean, these are guys that you kind of, I mean, especially now in, you know, that like we're both into podcasting, you know, you kind of look up to them, you know, almost, you know, like they're the upperclassmen. They came before we did.
Well, I want to ask you two, especially, you know, I know that you guys talk about conspiracy theories from time to time. I've been saying ever since Joe Rogan got that Spotify deal,
it's a witch hunt.
People would be coming for him.
No, yeah,
and I think that they're all this is to try to penetrate Rogan. They're going to just tear away his group.
Squad.
Yeah, well, they tried with Joey Diaz because Joe Rogan was actually in that video, and you saw how quick that they tried, and that shit just went away, dude. It was
Joey's uncancelable because he handled it right. He said, "Suck my dick."
Right.
See, and Rogan, was a party to that, and they tried to get him with collateral damage off of that. You know, I mean, and he was actually there. So unless he was locked arms with Brian Callen and they were, you know, going on Poon Quest 99 or whatever the fuck it was, I mean, like, I don't think that they really can they can do anything from him, you know, but it's just, it's layers of the onion, you know? I mean, you can look, like I said, none of these guys really passed the eye test to me. And you can look at Joe Rogan and go, he's kind of got scumbag tendencies a little bit.
I think that he wouldn't have to do anything and girls just want to fuck him. I feel like.
Yeah, but I mean, I've watched
the challenge
videos.
Came from 1999. So like back then, Joe Rogan wasn't necessarily.
Who he is today, yeah. No, the, well, I, honestly, that was Fear Factor Rogan, though. So, I mean, he might have been, you know. I don't know.
He had hair.
He had hair.
If he's famous, he can get fucked. It doesn't matter what you look like.
True.
Look, man, I've seen videos like cell phone videos of like the back alley at the Comedy Store with girls coming up to Rogan talking shit, trying to fucking do that thing, and him dismissing them. And I'm like, you can see how easily it could be like that girl can just be like, hey, we were in the back alley at a Comedy Store and I, you know, he tried to grab me when obviously he didn't, you know. But I mean, it's believe all women, dude. Always, it's believe all women. Guilty until proven innocent. Like, look at look at Callan now. I mean, like, they're out with, to get him with torches and pitchforks, and they, like, it's been what,
from
99? 6 hours?
It's ridiculous.
Oh yeah, but here's the thing: he's fucked. It doesn't matter because he's not Joey Diaz.
No,
Joey is Joey's fat Uncle Joey that literally gives zero shits. when a guy is decent looking and all this shit, you know, Callan's very charming. I've always told Brooke, I said to me and that whole group, the most dangerous motherfucker that probably gets the most pussies, Brian Callan.
Absolutely, because
he could talk his way into a bunch of pussies.
And it's not just. Like, this one's way worse than D'Elia's, and
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, what's the story? What's the story?
It's he's accused of rape.
Oh, like okay. Full like goal line rape. Yeah. Okay.
Like he was
goal line legit rape.
Yeah, like not just dirt. Like he grabbed my ass and tried to kiss me. It's like, and there's some
was
of that
she,
too.
Was
but
she,
it's like it.
Was she like crying while he was pulling her hair? Rape.
It's like she kept saying no, 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 and he like forced himself on her and had sex with her while she's saying no.
And in her interview, her statements, like she paints a very, of course, it's graphic and rape is terrible. All of us say that, of real course. Rape. But she was telling, you know, she's pretty quoted, and her father gave Callan his first acting job. So him and this girl were really good friends. And then she showed up to L.A. once she was of age to be an actress, and they touched back base, and he started kind of showing her the ropes of L.A. Mm-hmm. And then they went out one night, and Callan was like, let's go to dinner and a movie, supposedly.
Okay.
And then, you know, he starts getting on her, and she was like, you know, no, this isn't what I want. No, no, no. And he said, and it sounds a lot like Callan, like she tells the exact verbiage, and he was like, come on, let's just get this out of the way. There's a lot of sexual tension here. Let's get this out of the way.
I can hear him say that, too.
I can hear him say that, too. Uh-huh.
And that breathy, like, come on.
Right.
But, like, so it's what you just said, that little bit that you just gave me there reminds me of, like, when Aziz was in the Crosshairs. Because it sounds like a bad date. It doesn't. It sounds like maybe he's a little awkward around women and doesn't really know how to handle social cues a little bit. But, like, I don't know. Like, that's where the only two people that were there were them two. So, I mean, it's one versus the other. And, I mean, unfortunately, you're believe all – or not unfortunately, but, I mean, like, you believe all women. And if he's innocent –
it's unfortunate sometimes.
Well, it is. I didn't mean it like that because, like Randy said, I mean, like, rape is – obviously, you have to fucking preface that it's not acceptable and all, you know, all that.
Yeah.
You know, we can't just go around forcing ourselves on people. Right. But at the same time, if he didn't do it, he deserves the fucking chance to clear his name.
Sure.
You know? I agree 100%.
Anything about
not that it matters, like you said.
He doesn't strike me as a type to be like very like aggressive, even though he was talking his way into it. I mean, he could be talking and I could be backing up to the door, but I'm not in the situation, so I don't know exactly how it went down, but I'm always looking for the other side of the story. Like,
I know, me too,
you know.
I'm
so because I'm like, he doesn't look like the kind that could, like, I don't know, like I said, be aggressive. So it's just like, no, 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 and then I could just leave.
He's definitely not physically imposing. I mean, like, he's a buck 40 soaking
like
wet. Yeah.
Right. So it's like, no, that's okay. And then you could just, I just leave.
Well, so how hurt do you think Shab is in all this? Like, what's the playbook? Like, if you're this guy, like, let's say it's us and our friends, right? If we're you're the Rogan, Wutzke, and I'm the Callan, and
I always fancied myself a Bert Kreischer, honestly, but I'll take the Rogan.
Do you distance from your good buddies?
No.
Like, look, everybody's kind of done to D'Elia. Do you do that to Callan, too? Or do you stand your ground and say, that's my boy? I don't know. I gotta, you know.
If I think if I was friends with Aaliyah, I'd be looking for a way to get away from him. So I would just. But with Callan, I feel like I'm like, no, that's my boy. It might have happened a little bit differently. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Wait, you're wanting to get away from D'Elia, but not from Callan, who was accused of straight up rape.
Well,
yeah, but D'Elia is more to the eye test.
Well, he's accused of rape.
D'Elia's got more skeletons. He's got more things that are yet to be unearthed.
He's like extra creepy. At least yeah, there's another layer on that. Of age. Well, and he's accused of rape.
I'm a big Sam Tripoli guy because I listen to Tinfoil Hats and like that's one of my like my mainstays every week. And yes. Immediately Tripoli got on Instagram and Twitter and he hashtag I stand with Callan. He was like, look, I've been friends with Brian Callan for 20 fucking years, and aside from being a notorious poon hound (parentheses) which I don't think is illegal, he's like the guy has never been anything other than, you know, respectful and stand up and, you know, blah blah blah. So he's like, until things are, you know, until I see otherwise, I stand with my friend.
Mm-hmm. See, I respect that. That's what I would want, but people don't do that anymore. Sam Tripoli is a unicorn to do that.
Yeah. Sure, I mean, Rogan. Like, yeah. Rogan hasn't even mentioned Chris D'Elia. He hasn't even said it. It's like Candyman, dude. No, he hasn't even said his name.
Him and Callan are like
they're
best
brothers.
Friends.
Yeah, they're brothers. So,
D'Elia and Callan, or Callan and
Callan
Rogan?
And Rogan.
Yeah, okay.
Callan,
yeah.
And Rogan are like best pals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that'd be like interesting. But he just got divorced a couple years ago, Callan did, and I thought that this was probably just a recent thing. Yeah. I thought what came out was he was probably, you know, like recently divorced, and he was back, you know, a house cat just recently got thrown back into the alley, and he doesn't know how to handle himself.
That's what I was thinking
well,
originally.
That has happened. Once this woman came out to the LA Times, of course, more come out.
Sure.
And one woman is, she claims that her and Callan had a 4-year affair, and that's what ended his marriage.
I mean, well,
that'll do it.
Yeah, it could. It definitely is.
That's not illegal either, though. That's not illegal either.
No, no. What they're doing now is it's an attack on his character. You know, like they're building a case that he's a fucking scumbag is what they're doing, so that they can make the original story that broke all this more valid. You know, and hold more weight. So it's I mean, it's unfortunate, you know, if he did do it. I mean, like, honestly, he deserves what's coming to him, obviously. And it hurts a little bit, you know, when these people are dropping like flies, because it's like, what can you listen to? What can you watch? What can you, I mean, like, Jesus Christ, you're like, what's acceptable and what's not, you know, nowadays? Because everybody's got something.
I said, I probably got allegations. I probably got allegations.
She told me that earlier. I said, who did you rape?
I raped nobody. That's my point.
Oh, no. I mean, that's the crazy shit, right? Like, this lady, this has been 20 years, you know, or 1999, so.
Is there a statute of limitations anymore on rape? There used to be, like, a 7-year one or something stupid.
I don't think there is for rape. I don't. Maybe that's murder.
No, Brooke.
If we talk
Brooke,
about it, like, it's
know.
The same fucking thing.
Brooke,
like,
I should know.
You would, that's your arena. You would know before we would.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think there is anymore, but there's no case. I mean, if it's 20 years ago.
Well, okay.
For rape.
I think, honestly, like, there might still be for rape, but it doesn't necessarily matter. Legally, it does, but it doesn't matter in regards to, like, his career.
Yeah.
And, like, him being able to get any more jobs or do anything else. So, like, his life's going to be ruined.
Yeah.
Whether he goes to jail or not.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, I don't think this woman's even pressing charges.
Right.
You know, criminally, but... The damage, like you were saying, it's done. You know, I don't know. Do you think D'Elia can ever come? I don't see how he could ever come back.
He's crawled up into a hole. He hasn't
like
said
never like
boo
him.
since
you
all
never
that
liked D'Elia?
Dutchie don't like some D'Elia, boy.
I don't.
I don't feel as strongly as she does, but he's just not my brand. I just never saw why he rose to popularity as much as he did. I enjoyed him when he would guest on like Fighter and the Kid back in the day, because I thought he riffed well with those guys. But then if I listened to him by himself, I'm like, I just don't get it. Like,
his stand-up makes me laugh.
But see, and that's so funny because I've always, me and Jody B both, have always said that Almy was a D'Elia.
What?
He's like the D'Elia of the inner circle. They're ranting style. Like, you know, they can just talk and say a million words and
just continue to talk constantly.
You know, sometimes it'll hit a mark. It'll be funnier than hell. And it's just, you know, and I've always thought Almy was, but Almy doesn't look as creepy as D'Elia.
D'Elia's,
are you kidding me? He's just
as creepy. Does. Almy's got it written all over him.
D'Elia's got that one eye that's weird.
So does Jason.
Jason's got a bad eye?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. He's got that steroid eye. Hell yeah, dude.
He's a steroid eye. Have you guys watched
I love him regardless. He's still my baby. I love him, but, yo, he's got that fucking wonky eye.
Have you guys watched that Netflix series, You, with that crazy dude?
Yes.
D'Elia is in that. And he was...
Oh, I know. He's a fucking pedophile.
Right. Just like in real life.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Well, no, he had all the cards stacked against him.
When that broke,
do you prefer, do you prefer your accused to stand up for themselves at all costs and be up front and be like, fuck no, I didn't do it. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Absolutely.
Or do you want them to be quiet like D'Elia and go into a hole?
No, I mean, if...
That's
if
guilty.
That's it's guilty. Yeah, because if he was to come out and, like, you know, act appalled, there's no way I could have did this. You know, like, and I can't believe this is coming out. You know, like, well, who would say this about me? I would never. Then I would, you know, okay, well, I mean, like, he's defending himself because he would never. If he just goes into a hole because anything he can say can and will be used against him, dude, that is incriminating as fuck, dude.
And I don't know if you've seen Callan's statement. He did release a statement today, and his was not no fuckery like D'Elia's. D'Elia was like, I didn't do it, but sorry.
Right.
Callan, there's no sorry. He said, I didn't do that shit, and all of our sex was consensual. Bullshit. I will fight it. And I will always say that I didn't do it. It was much more steadfast.
Yeah.
Which I can respect. The D'Elia thing, I think he's played it terribly.
Mm-hmm. Wow, great.
But I also think he did solicit some underage girls.
Like, sure, great. But not all girls look their age anymore. So they probably
don't.
They probably told me he was 18. Mm-hmm. And then their parents found out and was like, you were raped.
My wife is the opposite. You know Dutch.
You were
dude.
Raped.
You know Dutch. She is the opposite of a feminist, and that's not that I is love her. It. That is her through and through. That is not any influence of me because I'm the one that's like,
one that's just like, don't put yourself in a situation if you think it's gonna go bad. Don't get drunk at a comedy club, falling in the back alley, and think you're not gonna get fucked, and then call it.
We
rape.
Are the
like, don't
we are the exact same way. I will tell Brooke about a rape accusation, and she's like, that bitch is full of shit. And I'm like, damn.
Yep. Damn.
I just, okay, like, if I tried to go back, I just, it sounds terrible. Some of this shit that comes out that where girls are trying to ruin these guys' lives, some of it is just part of being a woman. And I know it's, like, terrible to say, but it's, like, that's just the kind of shit that we have to deal with, being a woman. And if you can't, if you don't have, like, the balls to fucking just let it roll off your shoulders sometimes, it doesn't always mean that person is trying to rape you.
Right.
Like, it just means that, like, they're a creep or whatever. But, like, it doesn't mean that you need to go ruin their life.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
think about it like this. Think about it like this. Women are prey. Because we are constantly pursuing, we're constantly stalking, well, not stalking, that's a bad word.
That's
a bad word to use. We're constantly pursuing women as men. So we are predator, I'm a predator, that's a bad word to use too. Jesus, this is a fucked up analogy. Y'all are the sheep and we're the wolves, you know? So we're constantly coming at you and you constantly got to fight us off. And wouldn't it be nice that if there could be a Zootopia where we could all just live together in perfect harmony?
Oh, for sure.
But that's not the fucking case. That's not the real world.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I'm not saying it's okay for anybody to get like actually assaulted or like forced upon, but like getting hit on or like somebody saying something creepy to you, like that's the kind of shit where I'm like, oh my god. Yeah,
well, so if every time a guy grabbed your ass, Dutchie, mm-hmm. when you were coming up, how many times would you have been raped or assaulted?
Zero.
Nobody ever grabbed your butt when you were young?
Oh,
like,
well,
no guys?
No,
ever?
They did, but I wouldn't consider it assault or rape. I would say, well, I would feel exactly. like it was a compliment, honestly. I would say,
well, that's
thank
what I'm saying.
You.
Like, she's the number of that times forever. That a guy has come up and, like, either grabbed your butt or been like, hey,
or
sweet
said
tits.
Something gross.
Hey, like, sugar
I've,
tits.
Yeah, I've had guys that have just said shit that's just nasty.
Mm-hmm. Brooke.
And I'm like,
when I was
really?
A, when
yeah,
I was a kid.
Like, really?
When I was a kid, yeah. and I say, well, I say kid, I was like 16, 17. I can remember vividly being at a house party, okay, with the rest of my hockey team that I was a part of at that time. And there were girls there. And I remember, you know, being three sheets to the fucking wind off of MGDs in the fucking 90s going, Maggie, suck my dick. Come on. Suck my dick. Come on. You know, was that?
Yep.
Could she come out of the woodwork now and say, I tried to fucking rape her? Probably. And I would be fucking ruined because I told this girl to suck my dick.
I did. Well, I'm here to tell you. I solicited a fucking girl to suck my dick drunk at a party. It happens.
If it's the Maggie I'm thinking of, she probably sucked a lot of dicks that night and you were just waiting in line.
Look, dude, I told you I was with my hockey team, all right? Mm-hmm. I'm taking high percentage shots. I'm Wayne Gretzky in that bitch. You miss 100% of the fucking shots you don't take. And she was walking around and I took my fucking shot. And she said no and I went and sat on the couch and fucking drank another beer.
Well, I said I went to a party when I was in high school and there was a dude sitting in a chair with his dick out and there was girls in line sucking it. Except for me because I was with my boyfriend in the other room.
That was some Indiana shit. But I don't know nothing about that.
You know, shit happens like that. Rough. And then it's like, what, I'm going to come back 20 years later and say he made me suck his dick when I was the one that knelt down in front of him and put my mouth on it? Like, no.
Yeah. You felt you had to because of the situation and you were unsafe.
I've been like,
there's so much terrible shit.
You didn't know how you could get out of that situation, so you were just trying to survive.
I literally got slapped in the face with somebody's dick at a party because they thought it was funny.
No.
It is kind of funny.
She was like, bitch, no, it ain't.
I mean, if I was getting slapped, I wouldn't think it was funny, but if I saw it, I would laugh.
She shot you a look like, same team. Friendly fire.
I'm saying if I was the one, I would be like, what? I would have taken a bite out of that bitch, but if I would have seen it, I would have laughed.
Right, but it's like that's considered like sexual assault.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
In a lot of but like I was just like, fuck you. No,
well, it's all premise. I mean, now nobody has you know, it's not cool. Nobody's calloused anymore. Everybody's so sensitive. You got to find a way to retaliate for some reason now instead of just being like, you know, what an asshole.
Instead of just standing up for yourself and being like, I'm not fucking sucking your dick, dude. No, I mean,
right. Sorry. I don't know what you watch on Pornhub, but it doesn't work like that in the real world, okay?
Oh, and I'm glad you said that because I think that's got a lot to do with the way that
men are.
Dudes in their 20s and like younger men that have grown up with the internet and porn readily available approach women because like that in their mind is how it fucking works. Where like back in the day, we didn't have that shit. We had to hope that we could be walking through the woods and kick over a log and find a fucking moldy ass Playboy or something. And that was how we saw titties in the 80s. Okay. Like I'm telling you, it's they don't understand now. You could just pick up this fucking magic box right here and go titties and they're there, you know? Like it's it's different.
You had to work for it.
Hell yeah.
All day. I mean, it's definitely gonna worries me. I mean, you know, having boys, it's a totally different talk now. And I'm not familiar with it, neither are you, right? Like when we were growing up, we didn't have camera phones, we didn't have videos and shit. And thankfully, you know, I mean we wrote notes. Like I literally handwritten notes. I remember I wrote a girl I was dating a handwritten note with some
explicit material.
Some
You're not left-handed.
Thanking her for the memories of something, and her dad got it.
No shit.
And he paged me.
He beeped you.
Back we had
Did
pagers.
He beep you 911?
And he used he used her special code clearly because she had told him.
Oh.
And so I thought it was her. I called back, and of course got her dad. And he was like, "Hey, bring your ass to my house right now. Like we're gonna fight."
Wow.
I saw the note. Bring your ass to the house.
Damn.
Now, Uncle Randy's always been a brazen man. So I said, all right, I'm on the way. And I went. And it never went down. And we ended up actually squashing it and everything. But I did show up.
Are you friends to this day?
I think showing up said a lot for you. And honestly, you got to understand that when your daughter gets to a certain age, it's better to talk to her about things that are going to happen and expect that they're going to happen rather than just find a note and say, oh, my daughter's 100% innocent.
You know? Sure.
Exactly. Like, clearly she was a part of whatever happened. So you're gonna it's all his fault? Like no
my fault was that I put it on paper, and so my equivalent of that is, but now kids are putting it in a digital format that's forever.
Oh, absolutely. I can only imagine once, dude.
It never goes away.
I'm not gonna sit here and lie and act like I would have. I mean, dude, I can't imagine the rules I would have broke if I had a video and camera 100%. Phone and shit. Like, I wouldn't have wanted it. Looking back, I would prefer the way we came up than this.
Oh, for sure.
I have to tell my son that, you know, one dick pic that goes wrong, you got child porn put on you, you know, a charge of sending child porn, you know, your life can be ruined.
Real quick. And I'm glad that I don't want to say I'm glad that you actually went to child porn and dick pics, but it's a nice segue back to one thing I wanted to ask you about the Uncle Randy persona was that I think that that since, because it's been about a year since y'all have sat and talked with us, and I think Uncle Randy's been born since then. Mm-hmm. I don't think Uncle Randy was a thing the last time y'all were here.
It was a little bit, but wasn't as pronounced. I think it started out more of like a subtle thing, and now it's like full on.
But in relation like to what you just said was kind of like, because I know the story behind Uncle Randy, but I was hoping maybe you could talk to, you know, like our listeners that maybe have come on and don't really know the story behind that. Because if they just see you cutting a video in your car, sure, they really don't know what that's about. And I think that actually the whole reason why Uncle Randy was born to begin with is actually a good story.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it did. It started really, you know, people that listen to our show would know, and we've got a lot of cross listeners, but my oldest son is from my first marriage. He lives in Alabama, and he's 15 now. And so when he got just, you know, 14, 13, you know, I see him every other weekend. We've never missed. I go to Alabama, get him, bring him here, take him back on Sundays. He's, you know, month in the summer, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's great, but I don't, you know, I hate not getting to be there to answer the dumb bullshit questions, right? You know, the little things that a young man would need to hear that I would want him to hear from me if possible, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where Uncle Randy started. And I would, and in the very beginning, you know, I would think up questions that I would think a young man would want to hear. And then I would answer him as Uncle Randy and try to be somewhat cool. His buddies immediately loved Uncle Randy. Aww. And they started sending me questions like crazy. Real ones. These kids, and Brooke can attest, she sees them come in on Instagram. These are young men that for some reason their dads won't talk to them because they're having to ask me, right?
Some of them don't have dads.
Or they don't have dads, you know, that are in the picture. And they'd be asking ludicrous shit, right? But it's a thing a young men want to know. Like,
sure.
You know, how do you deal with having sex the first time? You know, what's that like? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and Uncle Randy, if you go back and look, those were the early questions. A lot of those were, you know, to get those things out. And it was a way to also answer that question to my son, because I know he, you know, sees the Uncle Randy stuff. And that's kind of where it started from. But if I were to be able to get elected based on my oldest son's friends that like Uncle Randy, I'd win in a landslide.
Well, and then I was going to say that too, because I mean, like, I wanted you to be able to tell that story and maybe speak on that and give a little background to the persona, because, you know, now you're going to be thrusting yourself into the public spotlight. And then, you know, like you said, everybody's going to comb through your social media and they're going to see you, you know, bearded up with the big, you know, oversized glasses, you know, talking shit with the chain on and everything. But, you know, like, there's actually a method to your madness, and there's, you know, a good, or in my opinion, as a father with sons, a really good reason and like a touching reason to me to where you started doing it in the first place.
Mm-hmm. That's the only reason she allowed it. My wife here, because she's so anti the, and she's gotten better. Like, she's actually seen it, and I'm not tooting my own horn because literally I'm nobody. But the few people that do like really like Uncle Randy, some of them, they love it. Like, they, you know, I get in our neighborhood, I'm Uncle Randy.
We've made more friends now
that want to meet Uncle Randy.
Like, reached out, like, insisting that we come hang out or whatever, because like they just love Uncle Randy. And then we go and they end up being really fucking cool people, and like we've made some good friends because of it. So that's why I tolerate it.
That's awesome.
Now imagine, okay, let's just walk through fantasy land now, okay? It's 2022, you win the election, okay? No, it's actually you're in the position for a year, and you're doing great things. It's working out well. You're like the governator, you know, you're doing your thing. And somebody approaches you and they're like, you know, you need to run for the next presidential election. And then you and the angry dad, you run together, you know, the two of you standing side by side, all fucking 1,000 pounds of you, you know, all beefed up and shit, ready to take on the White House. I mean, like, have you considered anything like that? You know, I know you said you want to be a one term, but like, what if it just goes completely fucking right? What if it goes so right that like you can't not entertain the thought?
I couldn't do it. And I'm saying that with all honesty. I would never want to be president of the United States, no matter what. I know it's all fun and hypothetical. I don't want to even be governor. I really don't. I don't want the hassle of it. But I really am so concerned that we're at a crossroads as a country. Like, I hate it sounds so dry and shit, but I'm really concerned that we are on a course to be a different country, and we're going to lose a lot more than people realize if we go away from our Constitution. Because I'm a constitutionalist. Like, that's it. That's all I care about. If we go by the Constitution, everybody's cool. Now, I do think the tolerance things, you know, like I said, I'm for gay rights. Racism to me disgusts me. Mm-hmm. I got zero tolerance level for that shit. I mean, that just makes me want to vomit. I would be for, you know, executing immediately people that have hate crimes. I don't even want them to go to court. I say we just, you know, the dude that killed George Floyd, I think everybody would agree, right? Kill him. Just fry him. Like waste. Don't waste the taxpayer money. You know, that was the most blatant shit I've ever seen.
Right.
Well, I see. I kind of think, you know, conspiratorial a little bit on that. Not completely, but like the thought entered my mind, like you said earlier with Trump talking to your governor, maybe that dude was propped up to do that. Maybe he got a phone call from the fucking top and they said, hey, we're going to put you on the street with the right angle and the right camera at the right time. And you're going to do this and it's going to suck for you. We're going to have to put you away. But just, you know, like we're going to take
care of island later.
Well, don't talk about that island anymore. That's not a thing. Don't
you going to pedophile island? Island?
Well, that's where they all collect. Yeah, that's where they all collect it. For all we know, he might have got sent there. I don't fucking know. But I think that might have been a situation where there might have been some fuckery too. Like you said, I forget who it was, but I was scrolling through social media today and some athlete slipped up and said it was a speech about George Floyd and he thanked him for his sacrifice. And the way he said it was like, the way he said it was like, oh, well, they threw him in there to fucking light the fire, you know, like everything was dry and all it took was a fucking match and he was the match and it sucked, you know, but it was
like
just
he knew he was gonna die.
Yes. Ugh. And I knew what I was referring to because I'm coming with half a story, but you know, like I don't know, I didn't intend to talk about it. It's
bad conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I mean, always.
There's some credibility there in the fact that, like, could you believe how much that police officer looked into the camera and was like, oh, I know you're recording me killing this man.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, almost like he knew. Yeah.
It was not, like, very obviously, clearly murder. Like, there was no wiggle room about whether or not it was murder. Oh, he's definitely a piece of shit. I mean, no matter what.
And that could very well be, too. See, and that's the thing with the conspiratorial shit, even with, like, the COVID, you know, is it like the we'll call them civilians, okay, because that's what, you know, I've been referring to the regular folk as, you know. You got the civilians that are like, oh, it's real and how dare you say it's not, and I'm like, I never said it wasn't a fucking real thing. It's real. Has it been capitalized on? Has it been over sensationalized? That's what I'm saying, okay. But the civilian people are like, no, there's no gray area. It's either this or nothing. And then even on we'll call it my side, on the, you know, conspiracy theory community or the truth seeking community, where they're like, no, it's all fuckery all the time. And I'm like, it can't be all fuckery all the time. You have to look at shit objectively, man. Like, it's just not my team and your team. It's even when you think that you're ascending to the next level and you're seeing through the fucking bullshit, there's goddamn divisiveness there too.
Yeah, but so I got a question for you about Sam Tripoli, right?
Hit me.
Like, he has been going hard in the, or he went hard in the paint at our good buddy Mo Mandel, right? And his fiance Ashley, the doctor.
Well, he did
because
a weekend.
Of how hard
he did a weekend Go with ahead. Them recently. Like Mo opened for him. I want to say within the last 3 weeks, and he's brought him up to guests of probably 4 or 5 times that I've heard of in the last couple weeks. And he doesn't call him by name. He just says a good friend of mine that I worked with. But then if you listen to the show, you know that he was promoting dates with him or whatever. Yeah. And then he says he's got a wife who's a doctor, but it's a dick doctor. And I'm like, okay, connect the dots because I know who he's talking about. Yeah, and he's very, the wife is like, she gets pissed. You know, she's like, shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm a doctor. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, you're a dick doctor. What the fuck do you know about a respiratory system? And I don't know. I didn't go to medical school. I don't know if they have to do prerequisites where they just know everything.
You learn, you know, when you're a doctor, you have to go through to learn
everything. And then you specialize in dicks.
And then you specialize in dicks. Are you a doctor?
I could be in dicks.
There you go. Yeah,
a lot of us could be.
I mean, that's the thing. In order though to toe the line, you got to think. You have to assume the best in people, and I just don't do that at all.
Yeah,
I look at the worst in everybody. So
Mo and Dr. Ashley, are they being?
They're
super
very pro mask, and Mo has left the reservation. I love Mo, but fuck, man, he has just left the earth about
mask. If you don't wear a mask, and you're killing everybody.
Basically.
That just...
You know what's funny, too, about that date that they worked together? They I forget what exactly what place it was, but comedy clubs are shut down out there.
Yeah.
Like they're not essential. They're shut down. And the name of the establishment, I can't remember what the fuck it was, but they changed their name to, instead of whatever comedy club, it was whatever protest. And they were allowed to be open and do it because you're allowed to fucking gather to protest.
Yeah.
So they did a in quotes comedy protest, and they were allowed to do their shit. And I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, that's
fucked up.
Come on.
Well, because
man.
That was like the news clip that somebody posted on Twitter. Where it was like, it had bullet points of like regulations. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you can gather in groups of 10 or more for social gatherings, protests. You can have up to 100 people. And the guy that like tweeted the picture was like, all right, guys, I'm having a protest in my backyard on Saturday. Yeah. We're going to be barbecuing. Bring your own topics to argue about.
Yeah. I mean, and to Dutchie's earlier point, her favorite doctor, Dr. Fauscher, Dr. Fauci. He had to testify in front of a congressional hearing today, and of course he got cornered by a conservative member of the committee, and he said, so Dr. Fauci, you say that we shouldn't be able to get in groups, right? And he's like, yes, anytime you get in groups it's dangerous, you spread the virus. He said, okay, so we should limit protests, right? And Dr. Fauci said, no, I can't say that. I wouldn't say that. But, you know, when you're in gatherings with no mask, he's like, so we should limit the protests because you don't want baseball. We shouldn't do football. And he wouldn't say it.
Right.
He wouldn't say those words. He would not condemn groups for protesting. But he flat out basically said,
he kept saying,
everyone else is trying to kill America.
He kept saying, when you're in large groups, that's when the virus can spread more quickly. And they're like, so we shouldn't have protests. But everybody's saying, like, we can have protests about 100 people. But you're saying, like, and he kept trying to force him to say, but he wasn't going to. He kept saying, all I can say is that
he was getting pissed. I actually caught that. I don't watch any of that stuff like ever.
I just heard him listen to it.
Well, I walked into one of my accounts, and one of my accounts had it on in the TV on their TV. So I was at the cooler standing there doing my pricing with the beer shit, and I'm listening to it, and this dude was just grilling him. And by after he repeated himself about 5 fucking times and kept it, you know, like, he was just like, look, I don't know what you want me to tell you, man. Like, I said this and I don't have an opinion about it. And he's like, but you said this too. And like, it was just back and forth and back and forth. Like, God, this is why I don't look at this, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's disgusting, right? Like, and you look at, it's both sides of our party. I got plenty of qualms with Donald Trump. People think I'm some staunch conservative because I like camo and guns and shit. No way, dude. I've never been a loyal party line voter. You know, I voted for Obama. You know, I voted for W. I will vote for who I like, you know, and I voted for Trump. And I would not, so I'm never going to just toe a party line, right? Like, that's just the way it is for me. But Trump, as much as Trump is fucked up, I also do, I can see that Joe Biden is fucking cognitively fucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
did you see that he just has a stuttering problem? They said that he has a stuttering problem. That's why he talks like he does.
Oh,
well, what about sniffing the young girls?
I was
going to
say, talk about a motherfucking creep.
Yeah, skeletons in that closet too.
Joe Biden.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Would it be better if he grabbed their asses? Is that less creepy than sniffing their head? No, the sniffing is creepy.
Yeah,
at least the grabbing of the ass could maybe be like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. But when you're like intentionally. Somebody, then there's no like, oh, I'm sorry, I touched your butt on accident.
Yeah, because
that's like legit
face all the time, and like
that's a different layer too. Because if he's grabbing asses, that's just primal sexual. I love fucking. But smell,
I'm a man.
That's that fucking
serial killer.
That's that next level alien fucking lizard people baby eating fucking, like, he's smelling that shit like dinner time. He's smelling them little kids like dinner time. He's like, that adrenochrome is just coming off your pores.
Let me go
girl.
Get my rope and my duct tape.
Yeah, he's gonna throw her in the vat with the rest of the fucking fetuses he bathes in.
Ew.
Also, I want to get y'all's prediction while I've got you both together, too, on the Epstein shit. The girlfriend that's clearly crazy as fuck.
Jizzy.
Do you think that's going to lead to anything? Are we going to finally get some people that are straight up from the lizard people and they're going to get punished for it like Bill Clinton, or do you think they're all going to go free?
We'll see. And I'm still very white belt in this shit. So like I defer all my questions to my other creatures on this shit. Sure. And we talked about this recently, me and Jason, and I said, look, dude, like she's being held in a federal prison right now with supposedly information about federal employees, you know, like it's in their best interest not to let her fucking talk. Right. So like it's not if it's when she's going to become the next, you know, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have to. Right. But then again, too, even if she talks, it's like we were saying, it's her word. Does she have documentation? Does she have video footage? And then even in that regard, you know, that shit could be doctored. So it's like, I don't know how any of that works. But I mean, she's got the fucking goods on the whole operation. So, I mean, if she starts singing.
She was like the mastermind. Like Epstein was the front man. She was the one pulling all the strings and coordinating all the shit. And that's what all these, like, and if you watch the Epstein documentary, and I listened to a podcast about it too, of course, all of the victims that are survivors coming out talking about it, they say like she's the one, she's the, like,
oh, she's evil leader. She's straight evil.
Forever that she wasn't arrested was infuriating me. So when she got arrested, I was like,
it was funny too. I think you were the one. I think you said it, Brooke. I think I heard you say it after watching the Epstein documentary. There, you were like, "How the fuck is she still walking the streets?" And then within like a week, they had her locked up. I was like, "See, that's the power of the media." Brooke's over there fucking pointing fingers and shit.
It was me. It was me.
They got her. Dutch, do you think Woody fucked kids?
Woody who?
What?
Harrelson?
What?
Woody Tom
Harrelson?
Tom Hanks.
Oh, Tom Hanks. No,
Woody,
I don't think
from
so.
Toy Story.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, he fled to Greece.
He's on the pedophile list.
He's on the flight log to Epstein Island. Is. Him and Rita, and they fled to fucking Greece now. They're citizens of Greece. They defected from the U.S.
Agreed.
I don't know if any of this makes sense, but I mean, like, when COVID first started, he was stuck in Australia, and he had the COVID, in quotes, and then his kid gets on and starts making Instagram live videos with the fucking Illuminati tattoo. Right there on his goddamn titty meat, all fucking out.
Oh, his crazy kid chat.
Yeah, all fucking out, going, "Dad's fine, Dad's cool," and I'm like, "Dude, what the fuck? You're fucking billboarded for the goddamn Illuminati right now,
that
and you're saying my dad, who's on the Epstein flight log, is doing great? Fucking just shut up."
I didn't know he was on the Epstein.
Yeah,
flight
log. Well, and the fact that he, because they've forever, right? I think Rita's part Greece, you know, or Greek or whatever. And they've always been fond of Greece, but to all of a sudden become citizens when the shit is kind of starting to come to light. And I've watched the video about the Hollywood pedophile ring. It's more than just conjecture, man. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, and see, and that's what, it's sad to say, that's what has gotten me, you know, is the extra level of this shit. Because, I mean, like, it's bad enough that they're fucking kids, but when you start saying that they're extracting drugs from scared kids because there's adrenaline-rich blood and that they're all fucking trying to live forever
like
and doing
Monsters,
rituals
Inc.
and shit. Oh, goddamn, it's real-life Monsters, Inc. And don't get me started on the dark side of Disney, because I'm working on a fucking Creatures of the Night episode for goddamn what Disney's got going on. And
you need to go
me.
Hard in the paint on that, sir.
That
I can't
hurt
wait
me.
For that.
That one hurt me in my heart, because I love Disney. You know us, dude. We live an hour from fucking the House of Mouse. We're season pass holders. We're there every weekend. And when I started finding out that shit, fucking Walt Disney was a goddamn top level Mason, and all the imagery and shit in their fucking movies, dude. It's sick, dude.
If you just look at like just the bottom, like just the base of all of the classics. That shit's dark.
Hell yeah.
All the parents are dead. Kids are left alone to fend for themselves.
Well, and
like,
they say, I mean, not to get too deep into it, you know, in this setting, because I mean, that's why I decided to go to creatures any fucking way, because that's just not, you know, this target base. But I mean, like they say that the parent dies in all those Disney movies because kids that are watching that at a young age are getting programmed to, you know, like accept life without a parent and accept tragedy and accept like that shit, like as okay at an early age. So then when they get fucking snatched and they get taken, you know, to fucking wherever they go with the goddamn Clintons and shit, then, you know, that they're like, okay, well, this is just what happens to kids because I saw it in fucking Bambi and I saw it in this and I saw it in that.
If I'm being honest, when I watched movies when I was a kid, I felt no feelings when I watched Bambi's dad die or Mufasa die. Like, it didn't resonate with me at that young age as it does now. Now I'll fucking tear up and cry because I know what it means. Yeah. But when I'm a little kid, when I was little, I didn't think twice about it. I'm just like, it's just a movie. I didn't really think about what was happening. I was just watching a movie.
You didn't think about the grand, like, oh my God, their mom. No just dad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
See, and the kids probably don't realize it in the moment, but like subliminally, they're being programmed.
Well, I remember one time Logan was probably 3 years old, and we were watching the Garfield movie, like the live action movie with I forget what the fuck his name is.
He was Neil Patrick Harris.
What was he in it? And it was the other guy Smurf. From like the.
Oh, he was Smurf.
It's like Jason Lee or something.
Yeah, that Jason guy. Lee. That guy, the one that was in that other TV show. Yeah, that Earl show. And Odie got lost, and he was on a doorstep, and Logan was crying, and I'm like, "What's the matter?" He's like, "The doggy's lost, and he's so far from home." And I'm like, "For you being so young, he shouldn't have understood all of that."
Yeah.
So, because like when I was his age,
I saw a clip recently, and it's like it was like a 4 or 5 minute snippet of the original Pinocchio from like the 40s, where they're talking about how they're selling little bad boys, and like they take them all to the island and this and that, and like, oh yeah, dude, like Brooke, I'll get in your DMs as soon as we're done. I'll send it to you, man. Like I can show you some shit that's gonna make you really not want to go to Orlando anymore, man. Like,
dude, fucking crazy.
That's the bitch of it too. Is once you fucking open your eyes, you can't turn it off. But I can't go now and just be like, okay, everything's fucking fun. And I love Disney. I love it. I love it in my heart, in my bones. I said if I won the Powerball, I would live there, for Christ's sake. And now I look at it completely differently.
Yeah, and if you're going to – that's crazy. That's weird in itself to see, like, the way that, you know, you looking into it and breaking your own heart in the process.
Right.
Oh, yeah, like, that's dude. Very,
I think back then, though, it's more they're trying to scare the kids into being good. I don't think that they anticipated there was actually going to be like a pedophile island.
Maybe it's been there since the fucking dawn of time. You remember Cabin in the Woods? They've been doing that goddamn ritual since the fucking...
We used to tell the kids if he wasn't good, like Krampus was going to come and take him in their sack and eat them. It's like the same thing.
I still tell the kids that.
It's like the same thing. Like somebody's going to come snatch you up if you like get too far away from us. Like we still try to kind of scare them into like listening.
Behaving.
Yeah,
but if Tom Hanks can be a kid fucker,
who couldn't be?
I mean, the thing with that too, Randall, is that it's not that he's into it or any of the celebrities per se are into it, but it's all about them having dirt on them because they're in the fucking club, so they're going to have pictures of them in compromising situations, and they're going to have been a party to this shit, and it's not necessarily that they want to do it or that they like kids, but they're part of the fucking club. So if you want to be propped up on that level that you're at, if you want to be that Academy Award winning actor and, you know, notoriety and the fame and the money and all that shit, well, hey, you're going to have to do some things.
Well, I feel like you want
the best roles.
Yeah. Well, and even if you're in the circle, I don't necessarily think that you have to know everything. Like, maybe he was blind to the fact that this was happening. Like, some people just keep shit quiet and they stick to themselves.
Dude, well, I mean, like, I've heard about, like, there's different secret societies, even there's a black secret society with, like, athletes and musicians and rappers and things called the Boulets. And sometimes when they choose you, they don't even like you don't even have contact with them, but they're pulling strings around you, and you don't even know it, but you're doing shit that they want you to fucking do because you might be connected to someone else that they're connected with, and strings are being pulled and you're being fucking used and you don't even realize it. So maybe Tom Hanks is caught up in a situation like that to begin with, where, like, you know, like somebody close to him is pulling strings and making moves and shit like that too. It's all fucked up. And it's you know what? Here's the thing. It could all be bullshit too. That's the fucking thing, dude. Like, you can't be sure of anything. And that's what fucking drives me up a wall, is when someone says, like beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is this and that is that. And then how the fuck do you know? How do you know?
Yeah.
Come on,
man. I mean, but don't you think it's pretty damning? Like, I've had a lot of people, they get on me about it because I'm pretty sure that there's a big Hollywood fuck ring of some sort. I don't know who they're fucking or what they're fucking, but they're fucking stuff. And
oh,
you got Epstein's painting of Bill Clinton in the dress, right?
Right.
Like, we all got friends, right? Like, that's funny and shit. But to have a picture of your buddy in a woman's dress with heels on, looking provocative, pointing at you, dude, that's when you know your buddy is your bitch.
And that's, you know, that's like, next level, like, psychotic, too.
Yes.
Especially if you've got it displayed. Like, if you've got
And he
that-
was the president. He was the president of the most powerful country on earth.
Which tells
for
you
eight
right,
years.
Which tells you right there that that's a figurehead position and that there's sure. other people behind the fucking scenes. It doesn't
Absolutely.
It don't matter who the goddamn president is. There's motherfuckers above that shit.
Or underneath yes. it if you're Monica.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, I mean, Dirty Dick Bill, you know, he was just, we just saw him on the John Lewis funeral. He was speaking. And every time I see him, there's just.
Hillary wasn't there, though.
Of course
no,
not.
Of course not.
She's but,
she was eating babies and
she's
fucking.
Plotting.
Killing, dude,
she's
Bungazis
she to me. She's the biggest mafia kingpin to ever walk the earth. I bet she's got more bodies than any of the big mafia
she's
guys that
terrifying.
Get you know in the movies and shit that everybody thinks is all fucking tough. Hillary's killed more people.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's now, sucking the life out of Bill. That's why he looks like that.
Oh my god, for real?
He's just skin and bones, like literally.
In decades.
I don't. Yeah,
don't
I don't
need
even
to
think
fuck.
Back.
She's
in...
probably got a whole closet of dicks.
Nailed to the oh, wall.
I don't need no man.
Oh yeah, I don't even think they. I think that was a sham even back in the 90s when they were prominent. You know, like they. Yeah.
Oh sure.
That's a business arrangement.
Yeah, but I mean, he's definitely. I mean, Dirty Dick Bill. He'll always be that shit. But I don't know, man. It just blows my mind now. And now everything. It makes you, when you start questioning one thing, then you question everything. And that's why, like, I'm like, dude, I know fucking Fauci's full of shit. I mean, I'm sure he seems like a nice, small little elf man with good intentions. But I also know, man, everybody is compromised. At a certain level, everybody is compromised. Because like you said, somebody has some shit on everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to.
Everybody has an agenda.
When they started saying, Fauci, we need you to hook a left turn, buddy. We need you, you know, hey. You got to start throwing jabs at the way that the president's handling this because we got to steer the ship. Mm-hmm. And he does it because people are compromised. You can't just say these people are neutral, ethical, morally sound because that doesn't exist hardly.
No, anymore. I agree.
Well, we alluded to it earlier. I think Dutch brought up the fact that he wants us to start wearing goggles now to fight against it. You know, it's like when I saw goggles, I immediately thought of like Mad Max or like Fallout 4. I'm like, he wants to turn this into post-apocalyptic shit. Everyone's bandanaed up
it's
with goggles on and shit.
Purge.
It's going to look like that fucking Dr. Dre video from the 90s, you know, where they're riding around on fucking four-wheelers in the desert and shit with goddamn spike bandoliers and fucking, you know, buckets on their heads and shit. He wants to turn this shit into The Walking Dead. And I know y'all are Walking Dead fans. I mean, like, you sat through 10 fucking mediocre seasons of that bullshit. And what did you figure out at the very end?
I'm still waiting for the goddamn season finale.
What is the fucking theme throughout that? The zombies aren't the problem. It's the fucking people
kill
that are evil. The people that are evil. It ain't the fucking zombies. The monsters are really not the monsters. It's the fucking
people. They're just doing what they do.
The live people are way more dangerous.
If you start covering everybody's face all the way up and there's no personal level to a face, dude, people are going to start beating the shit out of each other without any hesitation, not just
people,
the certain group that are already violent. At this point, hell, I'm not going to see who you are. You're not a person to me anymore. Yeah. Hell, I'm going to stick you or shoot you or fuck
there's
you.
There's no connection anymore.
Nope.
No connection at all.
And that's the thing that fucking drives me too is, you know, people are like, well, they're dying and the death toll and da da da. And it's okay, like it sucks when anybody is going to die, okay?
Absolutely.
Especially somebody fucking close to you, you know, like that sucks. You know, mm-hmm. I don't want anyone to have to go through that ever. But what about the people who have lost their businesses? What about the people who got locked up with their spouses and decided that they didn't like them anymore and they got divorced? I mean, like I saw a billboard today on our main drag in the middle of town that said COVID. And the D in COVID started the word divorce. It was all one thing on a billboard. COVID divorce. Like, you spent some time with your fucking significant other and decided you weren't cool anymore, huh?
You realize you don't like them.
I mean, like that. How many different families are getting ruined by that? You know, how many different domestic violence calls gone through the roof? Kids getting their asses beat because they're at home with their parents and their parents aren't used to it and they don't know how to handle it. I mean, there's bigger shit.
That's the real thing that's happening.
Yeah.
Well, and a real bad part that nobody wants to talk about, right? Because people don't, a big majority of them have no sympathy for it. But a lot of fucking addicts, right, that are in recovery are fucking dying of overdoses. They can't get to meetings. They don't have meetings. They've canceled them. And I know it's not a whole lot, but those are people that might have been back on the right track. And now over some fuckery. They can't go to their little support groups. Boom, needles back in the arm. They're choking on their vomit and shitting themselves.
Not just those guys, but maybe people that need other people to help them feel better about themselves. I'm sure the suicide rate has also gone up. You know what I mean?
For sure. Absolutely. And
to feel alone and depressed and to be by yourself all the time, that's gotta hurt.
It fucking sucks.
It's the isolation. Like you said about with the masks, you're dehumanizing people. I mean, like, at the very core of what we need human contact. And there's certain people that don't have spouses and children and people living in with them. So they're shut in by themselves, you know. And then if you couple that with the fact that you're really buying into this shit, you know, and you have to stay at home. I mean, there's people right now that are like, I haven't seen my parents in 6 months. Like, that's baffling to me. My mom was here yesterday, you know, like, I don't know. That's fucking baffling to me. But one thing that hits home close to home for me, and I know you guys as well. I mean, my little guy starts kindergarten in a month.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you might say, well, kindergarten's bullshit and that's fuck off time. But dude, I mean, like, you're starting school.
I told Randall, I would be so heartbroken because we can't walk Gunner into school the first day this year. I'm like, if this would have been his first year in elementary school, like, if this would have been kindergarten, I would be devastated.
That's why, like, I'm glad that he has Logan. Because Logan will be walking in with
him. That's good. That's huge.
That is great.
Yeah, they're going to actually go to the same school. If he
didn't have, I got chills. But like, if he didn't have Logan to walk him in, then I would be the same.
Yes. Like,
oh yeah, Brooke would be a mess. She would have been a disaster.
I was a mess, anyways, getting to walk him into school for kindergarten.
And he gave zero shits. He was like, "Holla at y'all, get the fuck out.
I'm making some friends."
I even mean more functionally, though. Like, I mean, like, this is his first experience with school, and they want to make it to where it's at-home learning? I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, he needs to be there because she's working, and they gave us, you know, we didn't really touch on this when we talked about going back to school, but they gave us three options. You could either go back full-time, you could stay home full-time, or you could do split, where you're at school Monday, Friday, and you're at home Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. And they gave us the option, and I said, hey, not for nothing, but this is going to fall on you. So why don't you make the choice? Because you're the one that's working from home. I'm still going to work every day. So like, I don't have a say in the matter. And she said, well, I'm working. He needs to go back to school.
He does.
And what are we going
to
do?
When it came to the survey though, I picked half and half just because I kind of want to see what they have in place. And then if it's comfortable, then I'll send them back full time. Cause they are saying that they're going to like spray like disinfectant and stuff all over the school. But I think the main reason why I picked half and half is because I don't want them in school with a mask for all that time. There's no way to social distance
or going to prison school.
Right. Like, I don't feel like that's good for them. Like, I don't want to wear a mask all day. I would hate for them to have to do it.
Oh, 100%. Then you got to think about, too, what's going to get accomplished with a room full of 25 little kids and the teacher's going to be mask police more than she's going to be, you know, teaching them how to do anything.
Right, like Brooke was saying, like, Gunner won't keep his mask on in Walmart. Lucas, I took him to Lowe's with me and he couldn't keep his on either. And I bought them the ones with, like, the little, like, respirator things on it so like a little bit more air comes out, and he still was like pulling at it and saying it was itchy. So but I'm trying to normalize it, but as much as you try to normalize it, I don't want to do that either. You know what I mean?
They are gonna trade masks. They are gonna lick each other's masks. And that's fine because they're not gonna get sick. Let me tell you, Gunner's been at summer camp now for what, a month?
2 months.
All these kids, there's like 30 something kids in the group, and they are rolling on top of all the shit kids do. It's just basically kid watch and they play all day.
Sure.
No kid has gotten sick. No teacher got sick. No teacher's old granny got sick. And they have had every chance. And there's no mask. The teachers don't wear masks.
The only thing they've changed is that when the kids get there in the morning, they do a temperature check and the parents can't go back anymore. So it's at the daycare that he went to since he was born. And that's the only, so the director was like, I blame all y'all nasty ass parents bringing sickness back. Cause she said they didn't have one case of pink eye, one case of strep throat, one case of the flu. Nothing.
Yeah, because they're checking everybody now. Yeah.
Well, and that's a good byproduct of all this is that you got you know, grown adults, you know, hey, start washing your fucking hands. Maybe be a little bit more cleanly, you know, like
right?
keep your house maybe in a little bit better situation than you had before. So, I mean, if you want to look at any type of bright side, which I mean, like, you know me, man, I'm ever the optimist. I mean, I see the good in everybody, right? You know, like, mm-hmm. so I, that's, yeah, that's sure. the good thing to fucking have happen with this.
But there's mm-hmm. been no cases at the schools that my kids go to either. Or the yeah. after the karate, the dojo that Logan goes to, there's been no cases. They yeah. have to wear masks on the floor, but they'll also take the kids one-on-one and do social distancing so they can practice their kata and stuff without masks. So they have a little bit of both going on. But yes, same thing. There's been no cases at all.
Look, I mean, I'm more worried about, I mean, if I don't, I wish, I hope I don't ever have to hear, you know, mask, social distancing, all yes. these words, I hope they burn forever. Tracing. But when you're a little Locking kid, you're that. Talking about you want to go into kindergarten and ours going into first grade. You learn more about life from touching on somebody and it pisses them off and they punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Or you're grabbing a girl's hair and you're pulling it because you like her, but she hates you. And what happened to me when I was in first grade, a girl turned around, stabbed me with her pencil oh, no. in my forearm.
Oh, no.
I still have the lead in my arm.
Oh, no.
I remember I was pulling her hair behind her because mm-hmm. I liked her. So, of course, I'm being mean to her.
Yeah.
And she's like, stop, stop, stop. And I wouldn't stop. She turned around with her number two pencil, stabbed me in my forearm with it, and snapped the pencil off.
Oh,
and you
no.
know what? I never pulled her fucking hair again. But that's not something mom told me or dad told me or teacher told me. I learned that from not social distancing mm-hmm. and from fucking with the wrong one.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I was getting at, too. Like, you know, you can say that kindergarten's just fucking off, but being that it's his yeah. first experience yeah. with school and that situation and, like, just to, like, the social interaction, you know, mm-hmm. like, not to say, you know, that you can't be homeschooled and grow up and be a functioning member of society, but, I mean, like, this is his first experience with that shit. And to say, okay, we're going to start off at home, I mean, like, think about the countless other kids across the country that are starting kindergarten now within the next 3 to 4 mm-hmm. weeks, and that entire generation of kids that might be hamstrung by this bullshit for nothing. For absolutely oh, yeah. fucking nothing.
It's fucking incredible. I mean, my cousin, she's a teacher in South Carolina, and she's fucking awesome. And just from when they shut down schools at the end of the year to summer, you know, when they shut us down at the ass end of the year,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In South Carolina, where she teaches, 14,000 students in the state went missing. And by missing, that means they didn't have internet access. They never were able to turn in an right. assignment. They were never heard from again during the school year. So they mm-hmm. labeled them as kids that went missing.
Wow. That's
so that's 14,000 in the state of South Carolina. Extrapolate that. You can fuck with it and say less or more in every other state. How many kids are that across this country that just can't do it? And you can't beat around the bush and pretend and be all happy. It's more fucking kids than grannies that are dying from this supposed bullshit. But nobody gives a shit, you know, because fuck them.
Well,
they're poor kids.
Some kids,
the poor kids don't mean shit.
I was just going to say, like, some kids depend on, like, in Florida, we have, like, free breakfast and free lunches for kids.
Yeah, the nutritionals and that.
And a lot of kids depend on that food for their life. Like, they don't have any food at the house. They have to go to school to be able to eat some kind of meal.
Yeah, they kept doing the meal, like, I know, because all the, like, text messages from our school and stuff, since school let out in March, they continued to do those meal distributions all the way through June, mm-hmm. I think. Like,
that's great.
It was every day. It was like mm-hmm. meal pickup, you know, whatever, every day through the week, because they know that, like, I mean, and especially a school Gunner goes to has, like, a really, it's like a pretty big population of
a big Hispanic population.
Well, but it's like the below the poverty line.
Yeah, there's a lower income section of
and we have, like, there's, like, a food pantry and everything that helps serve the community with just meals for kids. Like, there's literally, like, a whole segment of kids that have to go in and get, like, a backpack of food for on Fridays for the weekend because they know they don't have any food at home.
Well, I mean, I try to think about the parents too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't fuck around. I've been broke before in life, plenty of times, broke as fuck. I'm talking about where change for gas money and shit, you know, to get anything in the tank.
We've been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
we've been there.
I don't pretend like that it's not a reality that some people cannot afford to have internet in their home. And I'm not lost on that fact. We're very lucky and we got all this cool shit. But there's a time where I could have been like, shit, I couldn't have no fucking internet. I don't, you know, so this shit makes no sense to me. You know?
Right.
And how does that make those parents feel? Obviously, now they feel like losers and pieces of shit. they can't get their kids schooled because they don't have internet access. It's just all rolls downhill.
I know in Florida they were having one of the, I think it was Spectrum, they were giving the homes free internet. Mm-hmm. Hi, Gunnar. But they were given free internet for the low income, because my sister teaches too, yeah, and she teaches in a low income area. And so they were providing the kids with iPads. They were providing them the free internet to be able to do this. But this wasn't for a long-term solution. So the people that had that to begin with aren't necessarily going to have that now. So, then it's a problem. And with the food distribution stuff, there were actually people in Florida that were going to pick up food even though they didn't need it. And that's
fucked up.
And you're always going to get people abusing
and
that.
Yeah, you're gonna get that. To multiple different... They would go to different schools to pick up the meals or whatever. Because it wasn't just if you went to that school. It was like these were food banks that were being held in the schools. And they would go to multiple locations and say, I don't have any food.
Well, see, you start putting enough people, though, where you scare them bad enough, people are going to do whatever the fuck they think they got to do to survive, right?
Yeah.
You know, and that's where they start, you know, you got some of these preppers, man, that are begging for this shit. They're ready to, you know, hunker down and have this shit go down south real quick.
Well, we couldn't have toilet paper. I've wiped my ass with a fucking used laundry sheet that was in the garbage can next to the toilet. Like, you do what you gotta fucking do, you know what I mean?
Shout out to Bio Bidet and them.
Dude, that shit was crazy. That toilet paper shortage. Luckily, we look like we're out of it here. They've got toilet paper again.
Yeah,
but we made some good Bio Bidet money here at Married AF. what's that promo code? Is it Married AF? We're still making money. We just got a check the other day.
I was going to say, do they have them back in stock?
Yeah, they've got, for a while when they ran out of those, when this shit first hit the fan, I mean, Jody B's the toilet man of podcasting. He made, $10 million. But we made more money than I expected.
I was happy for all y'all with those bidet codes.
We always talk about getting one, and we just never order one.
We just never have, And then when I went to try to do it, of course they were all sold out everywhere. And then I just haven't thought about it again. But
we would, we would have ended up making more money on it, but they ran out of.
Yeah, we had people wanting to buy them, and they were out of
them. That was like that. It was
the height.
That was the pinnacle.
I think that was like the first dollars we ever made for podcasting.
Yeah, where we were in the black.
That's awesome.
That's good shit. That's a good feeling. That's a good feeling, though.
And that is.
That's the should spur you at least a little bit. Yeah, get back behind the mic. We need you guys.
I know. I'm not pushing.
Look, I mean,
we're not going anywhere. It's actually like we were talking while I was in the shower tonight, and she's standing out of the shower because we do a lot of our conversation. I do my best thinking in the shower. That's the truth. That's when I think things out. And we were just talking because I've got all of our, enough good talking points that I want to talk for our next episode. We're probably going to record it tomorrow night.
Nice. Good shit.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah. And, I kind of dig it that we're not force feeding anything. I got nothing but respect for how you guys have been grinding for 3 years now?
Hit 3 years last week.
Yeah. I don't know how the fuck you've done it. And you never miss. I mean, you've been late like once that I've ever seen with an episode, once or twice.
I've gotten lax with it a little bit just because I've had those realizations too, where it's just like, I put too much stress on myself, and she's told me, you're pushing too hard. And I mean, like,
well, cause he gets mad at me cause I don't really do shit. I just show up and I have a conversation and I'm just like, I just want to talk to you, where he's like, we have to have this
I mean, like, I don't know if you've even noticed, like today, like I didn't do the sponsors at the start and we got to going, and I didn't want to break it up and be like, hey, let me pay my bills. So fucking I'll just do it at the end, or her and I'll record something and I'll pipe it in. Right. I don't fucking care anymore, dude. Like we skipped Florida this week again. Like I have Florida stories ready to go, but we're getting long on time. I'm going to force that shit down your throat.
Like, we haven't talked to you guys in forever. So it's good just to have a conversation.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like that's what I want to do. I don't want to have just like,
And not that the sponsor dollars aren't nice, but that's one of the most rewarding things that I've pulled from this whole thing is that the genuine friendships that we've made, that's to me, I mean, like take all the Temp Bombs checks and the Onnit checks and all that shit and put it aside.
I'll keep my MCT oil on.
She's a loyal buyer for me.
We appreciate you. I mean, and I got your information. I'll send you a care package.
She absolutely loves it.
Cause they do make it rain on us, but Guys, we don't want to keep you, you know, too late. And I do have I do my best thinking in the hot tub, and we have that heating up. So we're gonna go do the after show after this and have a little date with my lovely wife here. Where can the folks find you once you're back?
Well, we're not gone. We're there.
You're in the background. You're in the background.
You can still find us.
You still find
us. Married AF Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Married as Fuck. Instagram and Facebook are both Married AF Podcast. And, you know, we're on all the stuff.
And Unc Randy on Facebook.
No, yeah. That's our. You know.
I look for Unc Randy in 2020.
I run for governor.
Yeah,
well, I do have a question, because normally in your show, you guys talk about what shots you're doing, and you guys have been taking shots the whole show, but I don't know what you're shooting.
I don't know either. Rainbow?
Yeah, this is a...
He usually calls it something
yeah,
crazy.
This is a lemonade pussy puller.
Pussy puller. Okay.
In honor of Brian Callen. And it was a little bit of lemonade with Svedka vodka.
Very
yeah, that's
nice.
Probably good. That's probably good.
Yeah, it was actually good. Was yours good?
It was delicious. Yeah. I just had no idea what it was.
Yeah. Normally, I feel Brian like Cowan. You try to make it gross. I feel like you try to make a concoction just to
he
see what kind of face you can get out of Brooke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one, I could tell from her lack of response that she liked it.
It was
so.
Too good. It was too tasted too good.
That's your shot glass is classy, too.
Yeah,
I think it looks like it's got tits on it.
It does.
It's amazing.
It was awesome catching up with you guys, and I will, you know,
likewise,
we're always
man.
In touch, so we'll stay in touch about the Uncle Randy for governor. But yes, it's real, guys. We're gonna give it a go. We're gonna see what happens.
That's awesome.
Hey, and I'm pushing for it, man. I'm gonna get him on here sometime soon. But I think you should reach out to Ben Bowman, the angry dad, and you guys should link forces, run together. That's a good running mate for you. And there'd be just so much beef in the Capitol that they won't know what to do with it, man.
Oh, we've talked. I love Ben. I love the angry dad. We've been friends for a while. Huh?
Does he live in California or live in?
Yeah, he lives in California. He's Angry Dad Podcast. He's a cool ass dude. We've talked offline a bunch. I want to do a show and record with him sometime, and just
that'd
see how much testosterone we can get into one show.
<be good. laughs>
If we could get Almy back on the steroids, we could top it off and blow the roof off this motherfucker.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. But if anyone wants to find us, we're HTNS everywhere, HTNS.com. We're on all the catchers. You know what to do. Subscribe. Get all these episodes as soon as they drop. And the condensed version, go to hempbombs.com. Use code HTNS. Save 20% on your order of CBD. Go to onnit.com. /HTNOS, save 10% on whatever you choose to make a better version of yourself. And fucking official, support my homie Kaz. Go to official.com. That's OHFISHL.com. Get yourself some t-shirts, hats, jewelry. Support small business, support local business, because they need it now more than ever.
Absolutely. Yep. It still amazes me how you spell that so fast, because I always have to think about it.
I can't believe it either. I mean, I love it. Oh.
I love it.
Professional.
I do want to get some Alpha Brain to try. I'm going to actually order some. For years, I've heard about it. I want to try
oil, so I can add some Alpha Brain to my MCT oil.
Yeah, I do want to try the Alpha Brain.
Well, I mean, and I was talking to Adam. We did the Winner's Circle, our game show, the last Sunday, and me and Adam represented the creatures. And beforehand, I had said I was out of Alpha Brain. I'm waiting for my shipment, and it hasn't come yet. And he's got the little like packages, like that you put them in a water and stir it up. And we were talking about it, and he was like, "Man, it's different. It hits you quicker and it hits you harder."
Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah, I was thinking about trying it, but I mean, like, I don't know if you listened to my last experience in the float tank on Alpha Brain. I mean, like, I went fucking full Joe Rogan DMT on some goddamn supplements. So I mean, like, I don't know if I needed to hit any harder, man.
No, I mean, I think if you are the most watching you in the last year open your mind and brain has been a treat to watch.
Oh.
Well,
because it's not. I mean, it's. If anyone like legitimately followed it, it happened progressively. Like, you know, it wasn't the most like quick thing.
Yeah, it's been a slow burn. I mean, which it basically speaks to my character, you know, like I don't do anything fast, right? Well, maybe one thing.
All right, buddy, we're gonna go take you to bed. He's chiming up here. All right, we love you guys.
Yes, thanks again for stopping by and hanging out with us, guys. We appreciate
it. Anytime, brother.
Hey, dude.
Bye, Dutchie.
Bye, love you guys.